Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It was on, now it's off. South Korea cancels the show of strength it wanted to put on for North Korea right after announcing it. Fox News Radio's Bill Marcus live in South Korea.
Dave, South Korea's military isn't giving any reason for the cancellation, but it was a drill like that last week that led to North Korea shelling the island. Today was day two of 4 days of joint maneuvers with an American battle group, North Korea calling those drills a, quote, grave military provocation. China saying the peninsula tensions are up to the U.S. and China to solve. This after Seoul effectively rejected Beijing's pitch for a six-way diplomatic conference. Dave?
Bill, WikiLeaks again. A quarter million more classified U.S. documents posted online. This time, State Department communications. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Some of the State Department cables are serious and highlight global concern about Iran's nuclear ambitions. Others, silly, like one that says Libya's leader is always in the company of a voluptuous blonde nurse. But South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says the damage has been done.
I agree with the Pentagon's assessment that the people at WikiLeaks could have blood on their hands.
New York Republican Peter King says the State Department should consider labeling WikiLeaks a foreign terrorist organization. Dave?
Jared, a Somali-born teenager goes to court in Oregon today accused of wanting to blow up a Christmas tree lighting ceremony Friday.
At every turn, he demonstrated his determination to commit jihad.
U.S. Attorney Dwight Holton says Mohammed Osman Mohammed thought he was detonating a bomb, but they were fake explosives provided by undercover agents. Meanwhile, Muslim leaders in Oregon are asking authorities to step up protection after a fire at an Islamic center where that suspect sometimes worshipped. He made us laugh with a straight face.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Actor Leslie Nielsen, dead at age 84. He'd been a serious actor for years until Airplane and the Naked Gun movies. Nielsen had been suffering from pneumonia. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Everybody says I make the best ribs in Nelson County, but I wasn't winning any blue ribbons managing my diabetes. There was a lot of information out there, but it was frustrating trying to get the answers I needed. Then my company partnered with United Healthcare. They provide on-site screenings, even healthy cooking tips. Now that's a recipe I'm keeping.
Turning complex data into easy tools. We're 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's Health in Numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at healthinnumbers.com.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, where agents' minds are cultivated like a plump butternut squash. And this is a pop quiz. True or false? Nearly 20% of American drivers are uninsured. If you answered true, you're correct. If you said false, you have way too much faith in your fellow man.
Chat with a Farmers insurance agent to see how you can protect yourself with a personalized auto policy. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
When you wonder why we're so committed to the community, remember we're the only locally owned media in BCS, and we think it matters. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
I never thought it would take over my life. I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all.
Meth can take it all away, just like that. For more information, visit methresources.gov. Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At CeCe's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless CeCe's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, that makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to CeCe's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal. Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit CC's.com.
AAMCO. Visit Aggie-owned and operated AMCO on Brentwood Drive across from Gold's Gym. If there is any question about your transmission or any other problems with your vehicle, let the guys with 75 years combined experience at AMCO check it out. AMCO now offers complete car care like air conditioning, brakes, tune-ups, and diagnostic checks. See AMCO on Brentwood or call 695-AMCO. AMCO Transmissions. AAMCO. 695-2262.
The world is full of electronic gadgets, and they all run on batteries. That's why your local Batteries Plus store is more important than ever. We have the largest in-stock selection of batteries for PDA, cell phones, MP3 players, laptops, and more. Our friendly experts can test your existing batteries, recycle old ones, even install new batteries in the trickier devices. Stop in today and see how Batteries Plus keeps everything running smoothly. Batteries Plus, America's battery experts.
Batteries Plus is your digital camera and camcorder battery headquarters, located on the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Hello, WTAW News, time 6:05, 68 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today in the mid-70s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. What's supposed to be a retreat tonight for the Bryan School Board also includes at least one action item. That's selecting one of two superintendent search firm finalists. Board President Pat Shields anticipates some questions to be asked of both finalists.
We haven't really gotten too far on that, but I think it will be, you know, what is your track record? What are some of the districts comparable to us? How are you going to go about gathering information from all the parties that are involved, being the students, the parents, the business people, the taxpayers, the administrators, and things like that?
Retreat topics include what the Bryan School District's Human Resources Department does to check applicant backgrounds and other hiring practices, plus what should be consequences when teachers have lapses in student supervision. A second fixture on the local live music scene has died. According to the Texas Hall of Fame's Facebook page, hall owner Johnny Lyon died Sunday after battling cancer. Lyon had undergone treatment for almost a year. Funeral arrangements are pending. Lyon had owned the Hall of Fame since 1978. His death comes roughly 3 months after the death of local music promoter Willie Bennett, who died of cancer in August. There's a disagreement between business owners in College Station's Northgate District and the Texas Department of Transportation. Chris Scotty of the Northgate Merchants Association recently told City Council TxDOT moved up the calendar to receive comments about upcoming traffic changes.
Acknowledging that we trying to get real stakeholder engagement during football season and the December holidays was going to be not very productive. So even though you and I know it's not the intent, this is a big concern because we want to avoid the appearance that the timing of these meetings is not purposely done to avoid stakeholder input. And regardless of what happens, staff and the NDA recognize that TxDOT wants to accelerate the timeline, and we're willing to be flexible, but not so flexible as to cut what was a six-month schedule back to a single holiday-filled month.
The TxDOT official in charge of the Northgate project, Bob Appleton, says he doesn't recall agreeing to Scotty's schedule. Appleton says businesses and other stakeholders have met numerous times regarding the project design. Scotty also told council TxDOT was proceeding with a raised curb that was opposed by Northgate interests. Appleton says the state's design has always included the raised curb for pedestrians at the intersection of University and College Main. TxDOT expects taking construction bids next fall. Blinn College officials have made no decisions about how to address continuing record enrollment growth in Brazos County. Blinn's Brandon Webb says moving the Allied Health Division to the new A&M Health Science Center campus in Bryan will help the Bryan-Blinn campus.
We're moving about 550 students out that direction. And so, we, as I mentioned, need to double our nursing output by 2013, according to the mandate. So while enrollment will continue to grow, we will clear some space out in the H building, the health building here on campus. But I can assure you, eyeballs are already on that space, and the requests for proposals have already been flying in to the provost's office for ideas of how to use and fill that current space on campus.
Blinn administrators and trustees not only have space issues in Bryan, but also at their satellite campus in Sealy. Webb says Blinn has a lease in Sealy that's expiring, and other options are being explored. For 15 years, Scotty's house has served more than 4,300 abused children and their families. Half the life of the nonprofit has been marked by fundraising efforts for a new office. That effort has now been completed as a new home opens next week. Scotty's House Board President, Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk, accepted a proclamation at the last Bryan City Council meeting.
And the unique part of that is that we got to design it and lay it out functionally for the operations of Scotty's House. And it will serve this community well into the future. And so we're very, very proud of that. We thank you for establishing the day on behalf of Scotty's House. And I can tell you that you know, what we have put together has come at the hands and efforts of a lot of good people in our community.
The amount of space is increasing almost sixfold to 7,000 square feet. An open house has been scheduled for a week from today. You can find details on our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 610, 68 degrees. Your forecast coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, Brian, College Station. Keith here from Papa John's. Don't forget, today is Monday. Large one-topping pizzas, your choice. Carry out only, just $5.99. That's right, large Papa John's delicious world-famous pizzas, just $5.99. Call us today.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
It's 6:12. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Southerly winds coming in across the eastern part of the state from the Gulf of Mexico mean lots of clouds today and perhaps a shower. Also means temperatures will be up around 75 later today. It'll turn partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 40 to 45. Tomorrow we'll have partial sunshine, noticeably cooler weather, 55 to 60. Clear and cold tomorrow night. Lows will be 30 to 35. Sunshine and pleasant during the day Wednesday. Highs Wednesday afternoon, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, the Big 12 championship is settled now. It will be Nebraska versus Oklahoma at Cowboys Stadium next Saturday. For the Aggies, where are they going to go bowling? Well, good thing that the AP or the BCS isn't choosing, or they might not go bowling at all with the disrespect they got. But we'll talk about that, too, and more coming up in sports.
Yeah.
Well, we can talk about that. Yeah, it's okay. Well, a little rotten tomatoes there. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
sour grapes.
Sour grapes, whatever.
We could throw rotten tomatoes
there. You know, you win six in a row, you beat both teams that are in the Big 12 championship, and you ought to go down a few notches, don't you think?
Yeah, we'll talk about that next hour. 40% chance of rain today.
No kidding.
And what? Where are we supposed to get rain with that cold weather that moved through last week?
It poured in my house. No, I'm just joking. No, it didn't.
Really?
Yeah. No, that was the hose that got left on.
Yeah. A guy in Germany who bought his girlfriend breast implants.
Well, for the girl who doesn't have everything.
Well, we're not done.
Obviously.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
We're not done. Uh-huh. He wants his money back.
Ah, why? Because the girl broke up with him?
The German newspaper Bild says...
Der Spiegel?
Yeah, no, this is Bild who did this one. They're not as... They're not quite as hoity-toity as Der Spiegel. Anyway, the man named Karsten paid almost $6,000 for his girlfriend's enhancement surgery last year.
Mm-hmm.
Made the woman sign a contract promising to stay with him for at least a year after the surgery. But the girlfriend, Anastasia...
She broke the contract.
Well, admits that she did, matter of fact.
Yeah.
Well, now she's afraid... She's going to get a visit from the repo man.
Ooh.
Anastasia says that she plans to pay Karsten back and has already started depositing money in his bank account.
How exactly do you repo that without an evasive action of some sort?
I think you're going to need a general to get that done, general anesthetic, that is.
Right.
Yeah.
Have a great time
together. All right.
Info. Mation.
Stand still. Think happy thoughts. It'll be over in just a minute. You might feel a pinch.
That's right.
Down the street just to get you. Took a train to play the bus. You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us.
Can't think of anything else to say. It's,
just go. No,
just sort of tells itself.
Not any reason.
No.
If you're a small business owner like me, here's a little advice. Valpak's direct mail, online, and mobile apps gives my customers more ways to save and my business more ways to succeed. I own a med spa. Valpak makes the phone ring and keeps my appointment book full. Listen, advertising with Valpak works for my business, and it'll work for yours too. Call them today to schedule a free consultation at 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
615, News Talk 1620, WT.
Yes. There you go.
Yes.
Well, I know that's a network commercial.
It is.
Uh-huh. So we can build them here, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When you going to build those 200-mile-an-hour trains there, Siemens? When are we going to get them in Byron College Station?
Well, if not, we'll get a monorail.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, they're talking about that.
Yeah, there we go. We can sing about that.
There's like one in America, isn't there?
Probably.
One up in the Northeast Corridor that does about that. Joe Biden rides on.
It's because the government needs to build them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Exactly. Siemens doesn't care who builds them, just so they buy them from Siemens.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. It's November the 29th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Vin Scully. Pretty good baseball announcer.
You think?
Yeah. Over 50 years he's been calling the
more
Dodgers.
More than baseball.
Uh-huh.
Just sports.
Yeah, you bet.
He does golf pretty well, too.
Been calling the Dodgers for 50 years. Yeah. 83 years old today. Diane Ladd, the actress, is 78 years old today. She's got, she got the famous daughter, right? Laura Dern is her daughter, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Bruce is her, I guess, ex-husband, right? Peter Berkman, the actor from the comedy troupe, is 71 years old. Chuck Mangione.
Great football coach at Kansas.
Yeah. Until
they ran him off.
Yeah. There you go. He's 70 years old today.
He's a trumpet boy.
Comedian Gary Shandling, the Larry Sanders Show. You might remember that.
I just like that show.
61 years old. Howie Mandel. Huh? Deal or No Deal, of course, he was a comedian, you know, before ever doing that, is 55 years old.
Started as a furniture store owner
uh-huh.
in Toronto and decided to get into stand-up comedy. And now, does he still do that suitcase game? Is that
I think that's still on the suitcase game. Jeff Fahey, the actor, he was on One Life to Live, but then did a whole bunch of other acting since then, 54 years old. Kathy Moriarty, played Vicky LaMotta and the wife in Raging Bull was one of the things she did. She was 50 years old. Kim Delaney is 50. Kim Delaney, NYPD Blue, CSI Miami. She was on that nursing show way back, though.
Yeah.
When, wasn't she? The Army nurse.
No, that was Dana Delaney.
Oh, I got my Delaney's mixed up.
China Beach.
Excuse me.
Kim Delaney.
Kim Delaney's 49.
Kim Delaney was in Miami, CSI Miami, asked to leave the show because she apparently was not... I think they said capable of understanding the dialogue that she was going
couldn't through. Read or what?
I think they said she was stupid. That's pretty much what they're saying. A little too sophisticated for her.
Also, see here, director Joel Cohen is 56 years old today.
Does good work.
Yeah, pretty good. And also Tom Sizemore.
Troubled actor.
Troubled.
That'd be troubled actor.
Is 49 years old. Larry Joe Campbell, the actor, he's from According to Jim. He plays the brother, is 40 years old today. And that's all I got.
We got Don Cheadle, actor boy.
He's one of my favorites. Didn't have him on my list.
Be 46.
Uh-huh.
Couple of folks who, one who hangs out in Washington and one who used to. A favorite of all travelers, Janet Napolitano. Happy 53 to her today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Rom, the man who would be mayor, Emmanuel.
How about that?
He'd be 51. Former toe dancer. So, that's it.
That's right. That's right. Obama said dance, and he danced.
He's a ballet guy.
Yeah, okay.
All right, there you go. It's 619.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Prosperity Bank, and Tom Light Chevrolet. You're listening to the home of Aggie Sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW, the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, Gloria Allred says that she went through the enhanced pat-down and she actually liked it.
Well, I actually just went through both a scan and a pat-down.
Did they grope you?
Did they touch your body parts? Yeah, they did. It was the first time anybody touched them in a long time, and frankly, I liked it.
Too much information, but here we have the head of the TSA. Yes, they're standing by their enhanced pat-down policy.
I agree it is more intrusive than it has been
in the past.
I think it really comes down to the person.
You're not going to change anything.
Let's give Miranda rights to enemy combatants and civilian trials to enemy combatants, but we'll take away the civil liberties of traveling Americans. Does that make sense to you?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
And now the voice of reason for Perkins.
Locked inside this cast iron safe is a collection of absolutely never been seen before new entrees from Perkins. We just had to keep them a secret. Well, at least for 2 more seconds.
Say yes to Perkins' new made-from-scratch biscuit bakes. Fluffy eggs, melted cheese, and hearty ingredients. All baked into a flaky biscuit crust and topped with more cheese and rich sauce. Available all day. Come in for a yes at Perkins Restaurants.
When I met Elena, she had been abandoned by her parents and placed in foster care 5 hours away from her big sister, Maya. She was already on medication for depression. As Elena's court appointed special advocate, her casa, I helped find a relative to adopt both girls. Now Elena and Maya can play together every day. Volunteer as a casa. Make a lifelong difference in a child's life. And your own.
Go to becomeacasa.org. Sponsored by Texas Casa.
The joys of Christmas. Although all children and most adults regard Santa Claus as one of the joys of Christmas, there are dissenters. And one judge ruled against those non-believers. That story in a moment.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Soon after Santa Claus appeared on the American scene, brought by early Dutch settlers, he became widely popular. Originally called Saint Nicholas, the name Santa Claus was an Americanized version. There were some, through the years, who disagreed about Santa Claus. So in December 1936, Judge M.A. Musmano of the Allegheny County Criminal Court in Pennsylvania ruled all doubters of Santa Claus in contempt of court. He ruled, Santa Claus is not a figment of the imagination. He is actuality. Santa Claus is the symbol of kindness. He is the token of smiling charity. He is the badge of all that is cheerfully benevolent in the makeup of man. A legal expression of one of the joys of Christmas.
Hey, I've been looking everywhere for a job.
Like where?
All the cool new hip social places, JobFace, Twistless, Greg's Pots, LinkedIn.
She's not really looking for a job. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Well, I tried most of those sites.
Did you find a job?
No, but I did find 3 former classmates who've been in prison.
Ooh.
5 booty call offers, a former boss who wants to sue me, and a guy who says he's my other mother.
You have another other mother?
You know, some people you just can't help. You can find hundreds of local jobs all for free at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hey, good morning. It's 624. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center. That's the College Station Sleep Center. 40% chance of showers today. High temperature about 76 degrees. Winds out of the west, and they could be high. Gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, look for a 20% chance of showers and north winds at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, we'll look for a high temperature of 58, down near freezing on Tuesday night, and then probably 60s, lower 60s early week. High 60s later on in the week, and lows each night probably be around 40 to 45. So 40% chance of showers, and that's pretty much it as far as showers are concerned for this week. Right now, humidity is 90%. Winds are from the south at 12 miles an hour. It's overcast, and we have 67 degrees for you.
Higgins.
Hey, Mr. Siebert.
I thought you called in sick today. What are you doing here?
Oh, you better stay back.
You better get back to work.
I'm trying.
You'll never know who you'll see at Toyotathon, our biggest event of the year. After all, with over 30 years of amazing deals and a huge selection of quality Toyotas, everyone's going to the event that happens only once a year. But Toyotathon won't last long, and neither will the amazing deals. Now get $3,000 cash back on all 2011 Tundras, or choose 0 APR for 60 months on your Tundra and save over $6,100 in finance charges. Hurry to your Toyota dealer today. Cash back through TMS and GST. Financing with approved credit through TFS. Savings based on weekly national auto rates for 60-month term on bankrate.com of 6.43% versus 0% with $35,800 financed. Typical amount for new 2011 Tundra Crew Max. See dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 1-3-2011.
You can slow down the aging process with food, not by eating it, but by not eating it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
When you see a stop sign, you stop. Yet you ignore the warning label on your nasal spray that says, stop using after 3 days or congestion may worsen. You know your sinus symptoms often last longer than 3 days, so that's a problem. Here's the solution. Sinus Buster Nasal Spray. It's all natural, delivers relief in under a minute, and Sinus Buster can be used for weeks at a time. It's called Sinus Buster, and it's nothing but relief.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Since this is the time of year we tend to eat more calories, maybe it's a good time to talk about eating fewer calories, because
as you get a little heavier, what really happens, Mike, is that the process of aging itself begins to accelerate.
Dr. Brian Donahue, Chief of Cardiology at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center.
So one of the rules of the road in right conduct is that we all weigh throughout our lives, Mike, what we weighed or should have weighed at 21.
Because weighing less means you eat fewer calories, and fewer calories helps you live longer.
There was an old paper published now, Mike, 75 years ago, 1935, that pointed out that during times of famine, animals don't age. And it turns out during times of calorie restriction, a gene domain called the sirtuin gene gets upregulated. And when that happens, it appears that there's a huge protective effect that gets exerted.
So how many calories per day should you eat to get that effect?
1,600 calories a day, and wiser calories, avoiding the meat, the pork, a lot of fish, a lot of rice, a lot of vegetables, and then earlier calories, Mike. So taking 50 to 75% of the day's calories between noon and 2. That seems to be a cocktail on which just so many patients now are truly prospering.
You can link to Dr. Donahue's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
A table of glasses with champagne and a CZ resting on the bottom, except for one glass that holds a $6,000 cut diamond. That's just part of the Champagne and Diamonds fundraiser benefiting the BCS Prenatal Clinic. Lots of fundraisers have a raffle, but what about one for a 2011 Chevrolet Camaro? It's the biggest fundraiser of the year, and it helps the Prenatal Clinic help over 11,000 women and children. Friday, December 3rd at Miramont. Reserve your seat or RSVP now. 846-7077. Champagne and Diamonds for the Prenatal Clinic. 846-7077.
I never thought it would take over my life. I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all.
Meth can take it all away, just like that. For more information, visit methresources.gov.
Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At CC's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless CC's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, that makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to CC's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal. Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit CC's.com.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 68 degrees right now at the studios. High today should get up to about the mid-70s, but another cool front on its way. We'll tell you more about that coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. The Bryan School Board returns from Thanksgiving break with a retreat. Tonight's agenda includes hiring a search firm for the district's next superintendent. Trustees President Pat Shields expects comparisons to be made of the two finalists.
About finding out what the needs are of this district and what the scope of you as a search firm's search would be. Would it be nationwide or statewide and, you know, things like that.
The retreat agenda also includes how trustees should evaluate the superintendent, how the district checks applicant backgrounds and other hiring practices, and what should happen to teachers when there are lapses in student supervision. The owner of the Texas Hall of Fame has died. According to the Hall's Facebook page, owner Johnny Lyon died Sunday after a battle with cancer. Lyon had been undergoing treatment since earlier this year. Lyon's death marks the second passing of a high-profile member of the local live music scene following the August death of Willie Bennett. Funeral arrangements for Johnny Lyon are pending. The Texas Department of Transportation still plans to seek bids next fall on changing the layout of streets in the Northgate area. Over the summer, College Station officials thought they reached the same design decision with the state, but there are problems, according to Chris Scotty of the Northgate Merchants Association. Speaking at the last city council meeting, Scotty says one of the issues involves raised curbs.
Although a bike lane and pedestrian ramps allowing for emergency access will be included, even with the retractable bollards you ask for, the raised curb permanently and irreversibly removes any option for future flexibility, such as the street being open at specific hours for deliveries. And I spoke with several council members following that meeting in June, where you directed the installation of those retractable bollards specifically to allow for this flexibility. Essentially, the raised curb invalidates the reasoning behind that direction.
The TxDOT official in charge, Bob Appleton, says their design has always included the raised curb for pedestrians at the intersection of University and College Main. Scotty also told the council TxDOT canceled meetings with Northgate merchants during the first 3 months of next year and called for input to be collected by the end of December. Appleton says he doesn't recall agreeing to Scotty's schedule and that businesses and other stakeholders have met numerous times regarding the project design. Over the summer, Blinn College officials confirmed interest in finding more room to expand its Brazos County operation. Blinn's Brandon Webb says that process continues, but as part of what's needed, Webb says they're figuring the most efficient way to use what is currently available.
We're very seriously considering the prospect of new campus locations. Our campus currently is constrained by access points, how we get students on and off campus. So there's no doubt that we are going to have to look at space outside where we currently are. The question is where. But we want to look at all day, every day, how are our classes being used and are we using them in the best, most efficient way possible.
Webb says requests have already been made for space opening up on the Bryan campus next fall when the Allied Health Division moves to the A&M Health Science Center. And more than 4,300 abused children in the Brazos Valley and their families have been served the last 15 years by the nonprofit Scotty's House. Since 2002, volunteers have also been working on expanding their offices. That work is finished and moving takes place next week. Sheriff Chris Kirk is president of the Scotty's House Board and accepted a proclamation at the last Bryan City Council meeting.
I remember when we bought the property over on 29th and Coulter. It was 1,200 square feet, and we thought, wow, we got a place to call our own. And it was wonderful, but unfortunately we outgrew it rather quickly. And it's been a long 6 years since we kicked off our capital campaign, but we are about to realize our dream, and we will have a place where truly the healing can begin.
Kirk says they're moving into a 7,000-square-foot building, nearly six times the size of the former office. Details on the open house a week from today can be found on our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:34, 68 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is the best chili cheese dog ever.
Did you know St. Joseph is now ranked top 10% in vascular surgery?
And it tastes even better while watching the game in my favorite recliner.
Plus, they're five-star rated for joint replacement.
But I think I'm going to have a heart attack if they don't score soon.
Did I mention St. Joseph received five stars for coronary intervention?
Hey, do we have any ice cream left?
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
Hey, good morning. Let's check some weather at 6:35. It's brought to you by ResPro. If you have water or fire damage, need help getting that cleaned up, whether it's your home or your business, then give ResPro a call at 690-8659.
We've got high pressure well off to our east that is drawing moisture northward. So is a storm system, which is going to pass north of the region. It's in Kansas this morning. All that southerly flow taking moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and moving it up over the region. With lots of clouds today, we could have a shower. We're going to be near 75. It'll become partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be 40 to 45. Sunshine cooler tomorrow, 55 to 60. Sunny weather for Wednesday, we're going to be 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie football, they are going bowling, but where? Well, we'll know by this time next week. Actually, we'll know on Sunday. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the final BCS rankings. Leapfrog by Auburn over Oregon. We'll talk about that, too. And high school football, got a few teams in the Brazos Valley that are still alive. That and more coming up in sports.
Why did they have a show about that on TV last night, about the BCS rankings?
They have it. They've had
they
it
every week.
They have it every week.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, yeah. They have that every Sunday. Glad you've been watching.
Well, yeah, I have it. Well, okay, excuse me. Was there any team around here that I really cared about that was going to make the apparently top, what, 17 or 18?
No, probably not.
I know when I think of powerhouses, I think of Connecticut.
No, seriously. I know that, you know, Aggie fans probably would have liked to have been considered for that Big 12 championship game and gone to it and won it. But then gone to Tempe, Arizona and played UConn?
Yeah.
Boy, there's a ticket. I mean, my gosh. I know. You want the Big 12 championship trophy. But Aggies will get a trophy. The Big 12's going to have to buy three trophies. Oh, my goodness. Just for the South winners.
They split the bowl money. You know, that's the deal, is it'd be nice to be. Because, you know, Connecticut really belongs. I don't know, what's the payoff now, like $15 million or something like that?
I don't know.
Chase, what's the payoff now on a
I don't know, about, that's probably about right.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Connecticut? Come on.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know, maybe.
Well, they win the Big East, and that's, you know, they get to go to a BCS.
Yeah, maybe they'll sell the stadium out. I have no clue, but I just.
Yeah, those UConn people will travel down to Tempe.
Well, yeah. Well, you want to be in Storrs, Connecticut about that time of year?
Oh, well.
Well, just like the projection of TCU in the Rose Bowl. Yeah, they're gonna travel from, you know, to Pasadena since TCU can't even fill up their own stadium.
What's Connecticut? Are they the hedge funds? Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
That's a new word.
They got good men's and women's basketball teams. I know that.
That's not the same. Anyway, that's fine. And Florida State, how are they doing?
They're having a much better year. They're doing okay.
Chase, I don't know if you caught this or not. I'm a big enough loser that I did. Did you see what's different and interesting about the high school playoff games this weekend? I think something is happening that I don't know has ever happened before.
Are you talking about Mesquite Horn and Longview?
Yeah, that's it.
Playing in Shreveport?
Yeah.
I would love to know the backstory on that.
A high school football game being played.
High school playoff game.
Playoff game, yeah. Uh-huh. Football games have certainly happened. High school playoff game being played outside the state of Texas.
Why is that?
That's as Chase said. The backstory would be interesting to know. I mean, all the stadii are filled up.
No, because you have less and less, you know, teams playing now, so it's easier to get stadiums than it was 3 weeks ago.
And they're playing at the Independence Bowl. What, do you think those people just said, well, buy meals for the whole team and pay your diesel fuel over here or something like that?
We expect more people than for our crappy bowl game with, what, the MAC and the Sun Belt this year.
Yeah, they may have more people at the high school game than they will at the college playoff game. I saw that, and it really jumped out at me. And, yeah, I'm not surprised you saw it, too. Just, I don't believe that's ever happened. It is all about the dollar, isn't it? No matter what. So, actually, we can kind of dovetail athletics and politics together this morning because I believe that POTUS caught an elbow.
Yeah, had to get some stitches.
Yeah,
12 of them.
You think the Secret Service took that guy down, whoever it was?
Well, I saw the guy's name was Ray D- Desarega.
Uh-huh.
He's the director of programs for the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute.
Former.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't even know it existed, did you? Much less that he's the director of it.
Uh-huh.
Now, did you see his quote?
Mm-mm.
They asked him about it.
He fouled me.
He said,
yeah, really?
Yeah.
His quote,
yeah,
his quote was, don't bring that crap in my lane. Right. You see this paint? Don't come to my house. This is my paint. He said, the president is a good...
Yeah, who you are, man. Yeah,
okay, jump. Sir, it is your paint. Yeah. I understand that. But hey.
He said, the president is a good sport, and I expect him back out on the court soon. Period. End of quote.
Oh, that's wow. Right. Yeah.
That's right.
Sounds like he is a gamer.
Which is kind of like, yeah, you go to bring your game on?
Yeah. I won't be guarding him personally, but yeah.
But anyhow.
I'll have an aide who will. So.
And did you see, because what happened was then, that day the Christmas tree arrived, and they showed him sitting up in the second story window with an ice bag on his mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to get rid of the ice bag.
Well, the kids down there crying because dad's up there hurt. I mean.
12 stitches, used a smaller filament, which increased the number of stitches, but it'll leave a littler scar, just a whittle scar. And... So anyhow, got that happening.
All that pretty face.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Just, yeah. Anyway, so and that's that's pretty good story. It says it happened during the fifth game they played. Now, and they played. I don't know. Do you know anything about Fort McNairy? Do you guys know where that is or anything? Because that's where he plays. And I guess they don't have to shut the whole base down. They just control access to the gym. And you know, do they run the scoreboard?
Oh, I'm sure. They probably hire an officiating crew.
Yeah, I was going to say, they don't call their own fouls, right? I mean, that's not happening. But that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Proves he's just one of us, right?
Just one of us.
Yeah. Drinking beer through a straw.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Give me another milkshake.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So this WikiLeaks thing is pretty ugly, isn't it? And I guess... They're gonna.
You mean by the sex offender that keeps releasing all this information?
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
And alleged sex offender.
He's just. He's quite. Assange, is that his name?
Yeah,
Assange. Julian Assange. He's the guy who runs WikiLeaks. And basically, you know, if your interest level is high or low, if it's low, then the bottom line is everybody negotiates based on information that they're going to exchange that. Is not going to see the light of day. I mean, that's how everybody operates. That's how we all operate. There's no doubt about that. That is a way to cut through the noise and cut through the clutter and let's get down to the point. Well, what's happened now is that these documents that basically cut to the chase are going to become, are going to become public. You heard what I said there.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to see memos and cables where we talk about how people look funny and talk funny and act funny and we shouldn't do this and we shouldn't do that. And people are going, gosh, why don't you go ahead and just have that guy killed? And those sort of things are now going to become public. And so as long as Assange is out there, is anybody going to feel like they can in good faith negotiate either with the U.S. or just with one another because it could get out? And therein, I guess, probably is the problem. And then when you add on top of that the terrorist threats that are out there. For instance, one country said, you know, you need to go in there and you need to clean up what's going on in Iran. And, you know, while you're over there, it was King Abdullah who said, you need to go in there and clean things up. And basically, while you're over there, why don't you just kill Ahmadinejad as well?
You can't kill him if you can't pronounce his name.
Yeah, that's true. I can't do. Well, I wasn't going to anyway. Hamid Karzai's brother had $50 million in cash that he was taken to the Emirates, and that became public. Not saying he should have had it, but the fact that, wonder where that money came from. And just the whole idea. Oh, did you hear the deal about some little country wanted to meet Obama, and the only way they could is if they took a prisoner from Guantanamo?
Oh, my gosh.
You take one prisoner, you get to meet the president? How? How's that work? Mr. President, you need to meet with them because they took a prisoner. So there'll be more and more. And then I guess we're finding out that, gosh, the Chinese aren't good guys. Did we know that? Eh, probably so. Ireland getting bailed out. I saw, just because I'm a loser and I look at that kind of stuff, a guy who was speaking to the EU cabinet last week
the ministers over there, explaining to them, all you want to do is try to keep the EU going. And in fact, you know, they said they'd give Ireland the money to bail them out, but they needed to go ahead and pass a budget first. Excuse me, our government has crumbled. We need to call elections immediately, because that's the way they do it in the parliamentary system. And the EU said, well, no, you need to go ahead and pass a budget, then we'll give you the money, then you can go ahead and have your elections. They basically are telling Ireland how to run their government. And the guy's British and speaks pretty well, and he basically is telling these guys that they shouldn't be able to sleep at night for what they're doing to people all over the world. And then yesterday on Face the Nation, some guy named Edmund Morris, who's a presidential historian, he's one of a bunch of authors that were sitting around talking to Bob Schieffer. And Bob Schieffer asked a pretty strange question, and that was, what would Teddy Roosevelt think of today's politics? And this guy Morris dropped the big word. He said, to quote the immortal Marissa Tomei in My Cousin Vinny, that's a fouled up question. Of course, they bleeped him.
Yeah.
But his point was good. I mean, what is Bob Schieffer doing, just dragging somebody out of history and saying, oh, well, let's bring him forward to the 21st century, and let's have Teddy Roosevelt comment on what's going on in the political world right now. He said, you just can't do that. He said, I understand that more and more we look at our presidents now and are increasingly disappointed by them and the fact that we like Teddy Roosevelt or you happen to like him. Why in the world would you inject what he would think about this? And one more time, Warren Buffett is telling us, there's rich people out there who are just making too much money, and they need to be taxed more. And we all say amen, right? Because it's not us.
Till we start talking about the threshold.
Yeah, well, and of course, they'll be talking about that, and they'll start lowering that, too. Oh, by the way, yesterday I saw Claire McCaskill, just one of my favorite senators, and suddenly she's saying, well, we might need to tweak the retirement age for Social Security. Tweak?
Nice knowing you, Claire. You're in the wrong party to be making a statement like that.
Tweak? And it's, yeah, because again, you talk about third rail. Okay, there she is. She survived. And so as a result, obviously, we'll move up in seniority because there are fewer. And yeah, using the tweak phrase. Oh, what are we going to do? We're going to change it by 3 months, Claire? Is that what we're going to do? And so she and Lindsey Graham, you know, the guy who acts like a Republican, says he's a Republican, but he's not. Anyway, they were talking yesterday about various things. She mentioned that. But anyway, Warren Buffett is saying that the wars are so expensive, Afghanistan and Iran. And he said, quote, I would doubt if you take the people of the Forbes 400 list, whether many of them have had a child or a grandchild that served in Iraq or Afghanistan. They come home in body bags to Nebraska. But, you know, nobody's calling a country club to notify them. And that's interesting because that reminds me, and Tom, you're old enough to remember this, that there was a contention that the Vietnam War was being fought by a bunch of people who were not politically connected or rich enough to be able to keep their kids out of the Army. So I guess that's what Buffett is saying right there. So now he's going to, become a dove? Is that what we're going to hear from Warren Buffett from now on? In addition to not paying enough taxes, now he's going to go ahead and talk about how we ought to run our Defense Department. And did we see that Sarah Palin last week said, quote, she was talking to Glenn Beck, obviously we've got to stand with our North Korean allies.
Oh.
We're bound by treaties, end quote. Oh, North, South, what the heck? Does it matter? She said, I could see either one of them from my kitchen window or porch or wherever, she said. Anyhow, then she got up on Facebook and complained about how the media's piling on.
Oh, well.
So,
she doesn't get enough media.
No, and in the midst of that.
Gosh, she's everywhere.
Yeah, Palin, you don't want to make the media mad. They're keeping you alive.
Well,
Shug.
Hun, yeah. You betcha. Good for her.
That's right.
She did that, but then immediately then.
This just blows my mind. Sarah Palin bashing the media.
Yeah, and then she gets on Bookface and she complains about that and then mentions that President Obama had said 57 states, and so, you know, y'all aren't piling on him. So, okay.
He's dumber than I am.
He's dumber.
Brazos Valley Bride is full of local articles and pictures of beautiful local brides and is the official publication for the 2011 Spring Bridal Show. So if your business wants to reach brides-to-be, place your ad in the upcoming spring issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Valley Bride magazine. To reserve your space and for more information about advertising in Brazos Valley Bride, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595. 695-9595.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's time for Expo 2010, Saturday, December 4th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day-only specials on everything for the farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers. Lock in great prices and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2010, Saturday, December 4th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
You've seen them almost every time you've gone to the garden center or the grocery, yet you may not have known them by their collective family name. Bromeliads are some of our most unusual tropical plants, yet as common as they've become, we still have a lot to learn about this colorful group of durable house and patio plants. I'll be back with details right after this message. Did you know that more than 85% of Texans live within 20 miles of a farmer's market? You probably do, and hopefully you've already learned the joy of those great fresh and nutritious Texas-grown fruits and vegetables. The production season in Texas is long and it's varied, and the crops that you'll find at your local farmer's market will include onions, carrots, peas, collard and mustard greens, also broccoli and cauliflower, okra, green beans, and cucumbers. There's nothing better than fresh, juicy Texas-grown peaches, vine-ripe tomatoes, the sweetest sweet corn, Texas blueberries, and pecans. Oh my, Texas-grown produce at a local farmer's market. It doesn't get any better. The Texas Certified Farmers Market Association encourages you to share in their bounty. Support local agriculture. Support your local economy. Visit the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com to find the farmers market nearest you and to see what's currently available. Support Texas agriculture and your local businesses. Stop it in a farmers market today. Again, the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com. You can learn a great deal about how to grow bromeliads by studying their home habitats. They're native to Central and South America. Many of the showier types are from tropical rainforests where they compete with the vivid colors of orchids and parrots, birds of paradise, and other equatorial icons. Most of these bromeliads are epiphytes, meaning that they grow in shade or part shade and suspended high in trees. They germinate and grow in organic debris that collects in the crotches of tree limbs and branches. Many have tightly tubular leaf arrangements, and it's within these vases that the plants catch rainfall and falling debris that yields nutrients. The leaves are able to absorb and utilize both the water and the nutrients in somewhat the same function as roots do for more typical plants. Keep their planting mix moist at all times to support their root systems, but remember to put water into the vases when they begin to empty. Bromeliad websites and plant shows will feature hundreds of species and varieties of the epiphytic types. Several genera, however, make up the majority of the types that you'll see in retail nurseries and plant shops. Ichmeas are bold-leafed plants. The most popular forms have comparatively wide, 2 to 3 inch wide, blue-gray leaves and hot pink spear-shaped floral heads. They tend to grow as single plants or small clumps. Bilbergias have thinner leaves and longer, more open floral sprays. They multiply freely, and the clumps must be divided and repotted every year or two. Neorigellias are absolutely gorgeous. The plant's colors intensify as they come into bloom, but they start out either dark green, bronzy green, or variegated. The flowers just add to the show. I have a lot of these in my greenhouse, and I love them. Vreesias are more difficult than the other bromeliads we've mentioned. Unfortunately, they're not very tolerant of indoor conditions, but the floral spikes are so spectacular that they're commonly sold. Other very different types of bromeliads grow in arid, foreboding conditions of the Southwest and Mexico. Many of these have barbed leaves for protection from animals. Some are called earth stars. There are lots of different types. Cryptanthus varieties, for example, are the most common. The terrestrial bromeliads, however, the most common of them all. A plant you know very well, pineapples, and probably the most common bromeliad in Texas, that's Spanish moss. I'm Neil Sperry. We're going to suggest that you put your hobby to work helping others in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turberville. Here's the first look at your sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville and Bryan, and official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Well, the Aggie football team will have a trophy for their case as they share the Big 12 Conference South title with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. That after, of course, A&M beat Texas Thursday night, and after OU beat Oklahoma State 47-41 Saturday in the Bedlam game at Stillwater. But they also garnered quite a bit of disrespect from both the Associated Press and the BCS computers yesterday. No one expected that A&M would win any tiebreaker that would put them in the Big 12 championship game, although in November they did beat both teams that are in the championship game. The Big 12 North champion Nebraska will face Oklahoma next Saturday at Cowboys Stadium for the Big 12 title and a trip to the Fiesta Bowl to face what most predictors say will be UConn. Now, the disrespect came from A&M actually being demoted one spot from 17th to 18th in the BCS ranking and demoted two spots from 17th to 19th by the AP. They stayed number 18 by the coaches' vote. The BCS standings were changed some after Auburn's impressive win at Alabama Saturday after they were down 24-0. Auburn leapfrogged Oregon to the number one spot, and unless they stumble to South Carolina in the SEC title game or Oregon slips up in the Civil War at Oregon State, it looks like the Ducks and the Tigers will play for the national title. But just in case, undefeated TCU along with Stanford and Wisconsin are waiting ranked 3rd, 4th, and 5th. As for where the Aggies will go bowling, it's still anybody's guess. One ESPN projection has A&M in the Cotton Bowl against LSU, while another has them dropping down to the Holiday Bowl to play Washington. We'll know for sure next Sunday. The high school playoff run is over for the A&M Consolidated Tigers. Their high-powered offense met a buzzsaw in Stony Point Saturday night. Stony Point beat Consol 42-7 to advance to the regional semifinals, and Consol's season ends at 11-2 and a district championship. Navasota's season also ended Friday night with a 42-13 loss to Chapel Hill in Waco. Cameron, though, is still alive with a win over East Chambers. They'll play Tatum in the 2A state quarterfinals at Ennis on Saturday. Lexington beat Corrigan Camden, and they'll meet New London West Rusk at Midway Friday night. Also, Bremont beat Tenaha, and they'll meet Mount Enterprise Saturday in Maybank in Class 1A. Pro football looked a little bit like hockey yesterday as the Houston Texans got their first shutout win in 6 years. They beat Tennessee 20-0 at Reliance Stadium, but the game highlight will be shown over and over. The helmetless fight between Houston's Andre Johnson and the Titans' Cortland Finnegan, which seemed to have been started by Finnegan, but with Johnson getting in the best punches for sure. Both players were ejected, will likely face very stiff fines, and could likely not play in their team's next game. It was a darn near perfect Thanksgiving weekend for the two Aggie basketball teams, a perfect 2-0 in Cancun for the 8th-ranked women as they beat Arizona and Michigan handily in the Cancun Classic. They'll come home to host Cal Saturday at Reed Arena before heading on a road trip that'll start December the 6th in Durham with a date with 6th-ranked Duke. The Aggie men bounced back from that 2-point opening loss to Boston College on Thursday morning to beat Manhattan 74-45 on Friday, and then yesterday morning beat 21st-ranked Temple 54-51. David LeBeau led the way with 13 points. Chris Middleton clinched the win with a couple of free throws with 2 seconds left. The now 5-1 Aggies come home to host Stephen F. Austin on Thursday night at Reed Arena. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turberville at 6:58 for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, you have a lot of new introductions here at Aggieland Carpet One. Tell me what's going on right now.
We're excited about a lot of new introductions that have recently come out in various categories called Tigressa. It's a new generation of
fiber, and they're just incredibly nice looking products and nice feeling carpet products.
Their tagline is the softer, stronger carpet. What makes them different?
It's the twist of the yarn and the type of yarn that they're using. New generation of nylon that's a finer yet stronger fiber. Just classic textured looks onto patterned high style looks.
I just think everyone should come in today. Highway 6 and College Station. They have the beautiful guarantee, a guarantee that you're going to love the floors you choose, or it's free.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens, if your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Weather brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they receive information on businesses. Be there first. Go to Brazos.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Six NATO troops killed in Afghanistan by someone in uniform they thought they could trust. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is live in Kabul.
Dave, they were killed by a man disguised in an Afghan police uniform at a joint training center. The press office for coalition forces here is not specifying what countries these troops are from yet, only saying it happened in eastern Afghanistan. This attack just comes 2 days after two bombers, also disguised as Afghan police officers, blew themselves up in a southeastern province just a few hours before top U.S. officers in the area were scheduled to arrive for an Afghan police graduation ceremony. Dave?
Courtney, South Korea announced, then canceled artillery drills for tomorrow on the island the North attacked last week, killing four. This as the South does naval exercises with the U.S. off the Korean coast. It's a thorn in our side, and WikiLeaks is piercing deeper, posting a quarter million more classified U.S. documents online. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
This time their secret State Department cables, some describing how Saudi Arabia called on the U.S. to dismantle Iran's nuclear program. They also show the U.S. spied on U.N. diplomats and made unflattering comments about leaders in Russia, Germany, and Libya.
I hope that we can figure out where this is coming from and go after them with the force of law.
Missouri Democrat Claire McCaskill urging a quick prosecution. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange could also face criminal charges in his home country of Australia, Dave.
And, Jared, first it was Black Friday, now Cyber Monday. Retailers hoping a lot of people shop at work, offering lots of deals online. This isn't a deal. All the 12 things in that song are more expensive this year, especially those rings cost 30% more, and buying everything would cost $96,000. PNC Wealth Management says that's an 11% increase this year. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You don't have to fight traffic or the crowds.
Back off, it's mine!
To get great PCs for your business fast. Dell's most popular business systems can be delivered free in about 48 hours at Dell.com/getfast. Work the way you want by ordering a PC with Windows 7 Professional pre-installed. And order a Dell Fast Track PC with Windows 7 Professional before December 1st to get a Logitech wireless keyboard and mouse no charge. See details at Dell.com/getfast for offers and restrictions.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of The Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that The Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable.
Call now. 1-800-876-7556. 1-800-876-7556.
In a world full of artificial this, genetically modified that, and virtually simulated everything, there's thankfully still an appreciation for the real deal. I'm referring, of course, to the BMW 3 Series, the one Car and Driver praised as the car we'd like to drive every day, and named to their 10 best list a record-breaking 19 consecutive years, the one that's faster and more powerful than the A4, the C300, and the IS250, the one that includes no-cost maintenance, while those others do not, and the only one that deserves to be called the ultimate driving machine. So celebrate the real deal, the 3 Series, at a BMW center today.
Claim based on published 3-Series sedan and competitor 0 to 60 in horsepower. January 2010, car and driver cited. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com. It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. While you're there, enjoy new signature treats made fresh at the farm. Make sure to pick up a Royalty Pecan or Pumpkin Pecan Pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is the perfect gift. Royalty Pecan Farms is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Highway 21 between Bryan and Caldwell, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop online at royaltypecans.com.
Now's the time to ship your packages and gifts for the holidays. Postal Plus is your one-stop location for all of your packaging, mailing, and shipping needs. They have the largest selection of shipping boxes, shipping supplies, a well-trained and experienced staff to ensure your precious presents arrive safely and on time for the holidays. If you want quick, convenient, and efficient service with no long waiting lines, go to Postal Plus, conveniently located on 29th Street in Bryan. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Postal Plus.
It's not too early to work on the best gift you can give this holiday season. TuVideo will bring your old movies, photos, and videos back to life by putting them on DVD. Transfer and edit your memories into a cherished one-of-a-kind DVD, and it's all done right here. TuVideo handles all film and video formats, including consumer high definition. For more information, visit www.tuvideo.ws. That's the number tuvideo.ws. Or call 979-690-8880.
WTAW News Time, 7:05, 68 degrees right now at the studios. We're headed to a high in the mid-70s today, but another cool front is on the way. We'll tell you more about that when we take a look at your forecast after this look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. What's supposed to be a retreat this evening for the Bryan School Board also includes at least one action item. That's selecting one of two superintendent search firm finalists. Board President Pat Shields anticipates some questions to be asked of both finalists.
We haven't really gotten too far on that, but I think it will be, you know, what is your track record? What are some of the districts comparable to us? How are you going to go about gathering information from all the parties that are involved, being the students, the parents, the business people, the taxpayers, the administrators, and things like that?
Retreat topics include what the Bryan School District's Human Resources Department does to check applicant backgrounds and other hiring practices, plus what should be consequences when teachers have lapses in student supervision. A second fixture on the local live music scene has died. According to the Texas Hall of Fame's Facebook page, hall owner Johnny Lyon died Sunday after battling cancer. Lyon had undergone treatment for almost a year. Funeral arrangements are pending. Lyon had owned the Hall of Fame since 1978. His death comes roughly 3 months after the death of local music promoter Willie Bennett, who died of cancer in August. There's a disagreement between business owners in College Station's Northgate District and the Texas Department of Transportation. Chris Scotty of the Northgate Merchants Association recently told City Council TxDOT moved up the calendar to receive comments about upcoming traffic changes.
Acknowledging that we try to get real stakeholder engagement during football season and the December holidays was going to be not very productive. So even though you and I know it's not the intent, this is a big concern because we want to avoid the appearance that the timing of these meetings is not purposely done to avoid stakeholder input. And regardless of what happens, staff and NDA recognize that TxDOT wants to accelerate the timeline, and we're willing to be flexible, but not so flexible as to cut what was a six-month schedule back to a single holiday-filled month.
The TxDOT official in charge of the Northgate project, Bob Appleton, says he does not recall agreeing to Scotty's schedule. Appleton says businesses and other stakeholders have met numerous times regarding the project design. Scotty also told council TxDOT was proceeding with a raised curb that was opposed by Northgate interests. Appleton says the state's design has always included the raised curb for pedestrians at the intersection of University and College Main. TxDOT expects taking construction bids next fall. Blinn College officials have made no decisions about how to address continuing record enrollment growth in Brazos County. Blinn's Brandon Webb says moving the Allied Health Division to the new A&M Health Science Center will help the main Bryan campus.
We're moving about
550 students out that direction. And so, and we, as I mentioned, need to double our nursing output by 2013, according to the mandate. So while enrollment will continue to grow, we will clear some space out in the H building, the health building here on campus. But I can assure you, eyeballs are already on that space, and the requests for proposals have already been flying in to the provost's office for ideas of how to use and fill that current space on campus.
Lynn, administrators and trustees not only have space issues in Bryan, but also in Sealy, where the lease is expiring on that satellite campus, but other options are being explored. And for 15 years, Scotty's House has served more than 4,300 abused children and their families in the Brazos Valley. Half the life of the nonprofit has been marked by fundraising efforts for a new office. That effort has been completed as a new home opens next week. Scotty's House Board President, Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk, accepted a proclamation at the last Bryan City Council meeting.
And the unique part of that is that we got to design it and lay it out functionally for the operations of Scotty's House. And it will serve this community well into the future. And so we're very, very proud of that. We thank you for establishing the day on behalf of Scotty's House. And I can tell you that you know, what we have put together has come at the hands and efforts of a lot of good people in our community.
The amount of space is increasing almost sixfold to 7,000 square feet. An open house has been scheduled for a week from today. You can find details on our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:10, 69 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zornemann Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zornemann Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway Breakfast Melts. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, Black Forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
Hey, Steve. Got one of those Subway melts?
Mm-hmm.
Want to trade?
No way.
Wait, trade with me. I've got a banana and cake.
Come on. Give you my lunch for a week.
I got fudge.
Get your own.
Get your own Subway melt, like the new Chipotle chicken and cheese, stacked with tender, juicy chicken and fresh toasted on flatbread. Or try the melt-tastic new Chipotle steak and cheese. Subway melts. Melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Subway. Eat fresh.
It's 7:12, time for us to check some weather, brought to you this morning by the area's only accredited sleep center. That's the College Station Sleep Center.
Southerly winds coming in across the eastern part of the state from the Gulf of Mexico mean lots of clouds today and perhaps a shower. Also means temperatures will be up around 75 later today. It'll turn partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 40 to 45. Tomorrow we'll have partial sunshine, noticeably cooler weather, 55 to 60. Clear and cold tomorrow night. Lows will be 30 to 35. Sunshine and pleasant during the day Wednesday. Highs Wednesday afternoon, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So why do I like college football better than pro football? Well, just this past weekend, we'll tell you, there were some great college football games, some upsets, and some close calls. We'll talk about that, the final BCS ranking, the Aggies, where are they going to go bowling? We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
Okay, so now what was... I just happened to see the very end of that fight there in the Houston game.
Yeah, I didn't see it live because I don't watch pro football, but I saw the clips.
But we're talking helmet off and a beatdown, right?
Yeah, the Houston guy, Johnson, took Finnegan's helmet off first. I think that was probably an accident.
Chase, do you know what the genesis of this thing was?
I don't. I've heard about it, but I didn't see it.
Those two guys have been going at each other for a long time when they've played each other. Sort of a personal type of thing. And evidently, from what I read this morning, Johnson, the Houston guy, asked Finnegan, said, hey, let's just play football and cut out what you're doing. I don't know what he was doing. But anyway, it just sort of came to a head. But you're right. It was just like I said, it was like a hockey game. You know, helmets off and let's go at it. And Johnson got in a couple of good licks.
I could think of was Frank Costanza as I rained down blows on
really?
Him. Because he was raining blows on him. There's not any
yeah.
doubt. Hello?
Yeah, they had been having some back and forth altercations for a while in the game.
Uh-huh.
And then when they did finally get into the fight, and it was a lopsided fight, that's where the guy, that Finnegan or whatever, he pranced around and used stuff that they couldn't show or have on TV, and he looked like a total bozo.
Okay, all right, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, well. You got to have a little show in there every once in a while. Even the circus has clowns, right?
So yeah. Well, neither one of them probably playing in their team's next game, probably. Oh, plus, right. it's going to cost their wallet.
Oh,
big
okay.
time.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
not really worried about their wallet. No, not a pro football player.
Crying for all that to happen. Mm-hmm. All right. So, I'm at a shopatorium yesterday, and obviously the Christmas trees have arrived. You know, fresh from where? North Carolina. Washington, where
one of those places,
So I'm at the grocery-torium, and they're out there cutting off the ends, you know, to make them fresh, I guess. And it seems like they'd be able to give this guy a real chainsaw, but I mean, as I'm walking away, I have to turn around because it sounded like he had an electric carving knife. Okay.
Left over from the turkey.
That's actually pretty good. That's one of the better electric carving knives I've heard.
But, I mean, just the whole idea. Don't you want something that's got some? And I wanted to go back and watch, but then I thought that'd probably be cruel. But, nonetheless. So now we got Christmas trees everywhere. And obviously, go if you have a live tree. And, by the way, as you know, Christmas trees, those fake ones, are far surpassing real ones.
Yeah.
I have a fake one. I think both of you boys have fake ones.
We have a fake one.
Yes.
Since 1999, in fact, the number of households with real trees has dropped by 33%. The number of homes with artificial trees has grown by nearly 40%.
And if you don't have a fake one,
mm-hmm.
and you're thinking about getting one, I could just tell you, if you don't want to get one for this Christmas, the day after Christmas, you can get a really good deal on them.
For any remaining.
That's where we bought our fake Christmas tree on December the
20th. Oh, I thought you meant real Christmas trees.
No, the fake Christmas tree.
Okay.
No. Yeah. You can get good deals on them usually. So that's where when we bought ours was like on December the 27th. Yes, for the next year.
That's one more they don't have to put away, right?
Exactly. Oh. So just a little tip there for you.
All right. And anyway, I got a story someplace about guys selling Christmas trees for $900, if you want to go do that.
$900?
Yeah, $900.
I'd rather hear the story on the people buying them, actually.
Between $500 and $900. Uh-huh. Yeah,
but is anyone buying them? Yeah.
I
got something I want to sell them. Yeah.
It's in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that they have to do, we don't have that problem
here. We beat
here.
The hell out of them.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
The Jaspers.
Yeah, we beat the Jaspers. Yeah.
Hello?
Not to take away from any of the local tree lots' profit margins, but I actually looked into getting some trees down here to put up a lot myself, and to let you know what the profit margin is, they could send 750 trees, I believe it was, from Washington, and it came to about $2 a tree.
Really? $2 a tree?
Yes, $2 a tree.
That includes the transport?
No, that didn't include the shipping, which we didn't get into, but I bet but that's still not too bad.
Yeah, okay, thanks. That's interesting. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, we could save a lot of trees if everybody just went back to the Festivus pole.
That's right.
That's right.
I would
agree. Exactly.
And they're out there, and you can buy them if you want to. Yeah, sir, the first caller, I appreciate the price. That's an interesting price, but, you know, if you take a look at the price of diesel these days, I'm afraid it probably comes out to be more than that. So anyhow, and yes, buy locally. That'd be a really good thing. Now, the problem they have in some states, Colorado most especially, is that people just go into parks and medians and cut the trees down. They're going, hey, I bought it. I paid for it. So what they're doing is they're spraying it with
Skunk spray, aren't they?
Remembrances of fox and urine. Mm. And fox and fox and skunk urine.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah,
Remembrances of fox and urine?
Come a little bottle.
Little box.
Yeah, a little
gift box.
And what they do is they just kind of coat them randomly. Now, how would you like to have that job? Okay, you work for the city of Aurora, Colorado. What's your job? I got Christmas tree spray duty this year.
Yeah, it's that time of year.
What'd you do to make somebody mad? Yeah, yeah.
I gotta go ahead and set up the cot in the garage because Mama don't let me in the house till New Year's.
Can't be doing that if you don't have a hazmat suit or something like that. All right, here you go, guys. It's time to really, I guess, start thinking about should we wait till December 1st to actually start giving you gift ideas?
Oh no, it's never.
Did you
too
guys
early.
Get into the spirit of this at all? Mm. Because I finally went shopping on Saturday, and there was nobody in the store, which was awesome. I wasn't shopping for any Christmas items. It's like to get some spackling compound.
What store? Yeah. Were you at the Halloween store? Or what?
Yeah, no, it's just spackling compound at Wally World. Man, it's pretty exciting.
He is boys in a Christmas spirit.
I'm telling you.
He got him some spackling compound.
That's right.
Happy holidays, sir. Can I help you? I need some spackling compound.
If you're looking for a simple gift for that simple...
I remember where you said you went. They don't greet you there anymore. So, certainly not pleasantly.
Spackling customer service, please.
You think about that after Black Friday, that had to be a fun place to
be. Well, see, we were in that same place on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And they're rolling out the pallets of all the Black Friday stuff that doesn't go on sale until 12/01.
Right.
And I told Jamie, I said, part of me just wants to hop on top of one of these pallets and just scream, "It's mine! I'll buy it all!"
Yeah.
Just to see what would happen. You know, and then she starts looking at some, because they've got it under shrink wrap.
Sure.
And she starts looking at some of the stuff on the pallets, and I just, and a little bit louder than I probably should have, "Ma'am, step away from the specials."
Did you say that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
See, now had you...
Somebody came up, aren't you the guy at Kyle Feeney?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. Had you done something like that?
Should you be doing that?
Yeah, really. Nice knowing you, Mr. Murray. Yeah.
Had you done something like that, then you would be in our... next little group or compilation of people behaving badly, like in East Windsor, Connecticut, where a woman left her 2-year-old daughter and 5-year-old son sleeping in the back seat of her car.
And I'm sure she was the only one.
So she could go into the local Walmart. She told police that she had only run into the store to give her husband the cell phone. So there you go, Mozons. The next time you want to keep your kids sleeping in the car, just say, I needed to run inside and give the cell phone to my husband.
See, if she'd just parked in the fire lane, that could have all been avoided.
You're right. That's true. In Augusta, Georgia, shoplifter who tried to boost a laptop, hid it under his coat, pulled a knife and stabbed a Marine reservist who was collecting toys for tots when the Marine tried to stop him. Happy holidays, sir. In Middleton, Wisconsin, a woman threatened to shoot shoppers at the local Toys R Us after she wasn't allowed to cut in line in front of a bunch of people who'd been waiting.
Mm. Very nice.
Yes. Happy holidays to you too, ma'am. In Boynton Beach, Florida, a shopper was arrested after the 49-year-old walked up to the checkout counter armed with knives, a gun, and a pepper grenade. Yeah. That's a reason to be out on Black Friday so you can meet with those kinds of people. All right, so here we go. Here's our first idea for you. And, again, this probably would work for Secret Santa or in the office. How about a roadkill calendar?
Yes.
That's it.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Imagine, if you will, the surprise of the...
I have a feeling all three of us are going to get one for Christmas.
Imagine the surprise from the... Yes, unsuspecting friend who opens this up.
There'll be some discussion at the Roadkill Calendar Incorporated when they say, you know, we shipped 3 to College Station, Texas in a span of about 10 minutes
what
today.
What are the chances of that? Now, here's the deal. The guy's name is Kevin Beresford. He got the idea while doing his day job as a courier. He said, you know, I traveled around and I saw a lot of roadkill and it inspired me. So there you are.
Inspired by roadkill. Your parents must be proud.
And this thing is a bestseller.
Maybe they are proud.
They have an Australian version as well.
How many dead kangaroos?
Well,
that
was the first one. So,
of course,
I had to click on it this morning. I do that so that y'all don't have to. And the first one they showed was, of course, a kangaroo. The calendar, he says, is dedicated to all those courageous critters that never quite made it across the road in time. Like last year, some shops still will not stock it, But it has become a tremendous, I guess, online purchase for, again, the Secret Santa or the office party. And so.
Well, I can assure you, you're not going to get a calendar from me this year, Scott.
No?
No.
Because you've shown me the picture of what you're getting me?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, perhaps.
Oh.
Because
you
didn't use the calendar I gave you last year.
Yeah. It's in his garage with a wind chime.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's
yeah.
in Ben's office. It is in Ben's office.
I gave you the best calendar
you
of
did.
All
It is awesome.
Time.
It is awesome. There's
yeah,
no
and
doubt.
You know what? We're on what? We're almost to month 12, and as far as I know, it hadn't been a bubble popped yet, pal. So I don't want to hear it. We're almost 334
right.
days in,
God,
brother.
Seriously, there hadn't been a bubble popped?
As far as I know.
Because I remember when he got that, I wished I'd have had it. You know, I'd have been in here popping bubbles
yeah.
every day.
Thank you, Tom.
I would have, you know.
Tom's...
I mean, every morning it would have been like info popmation, you know? Really. Really. So next time, Chase, you really get a neat gift,
mm-hmm.
think about who you give it to.
Okay. I'll have to do that.
It is
okay.
an awesome gift. There's no
yeah.
doubt. I have misused
yeah.
it because there was no place for it to be long enough for me to put it on. Actually, I guess we should have nailed it to the door.
I told That's you to right. put it on the back of the studio door.
Yeah. You and Jamie still have my wind chime out back.
That's right.
Can't forget that Texas Roadhouse. Can't leave that memory behind.
Introducing Early Dine for $7.99. Dine early Monday through Thursday until 6 p.m. at Texas Roadhouse and enjoy a hand-cut 6-ounce sirloin steak with two delicious made-from-scratch sides for only $7.99. 10 total dinners to choose from, all served with a basket of fresh baked bread. Early Dine for $7.99, Monday through Thursday till 6 p.m., only at Texas Roadhouse.
Now open for lunch. Visit Batteries Plus now through January 31st to save $10 on select car and truck batteries after mail-in rebate. Located on the corner of Texas and Holloman, Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
It's time to do your Christmas shopping. Don't wait for the rush. Order your Christmas presents now from Monograms and More. For the staff that works so hard. For that special someone. Even that hard to shop for friend or family member. Specialized monogrammed items like jackets, fleece, caps, even corporate gifts and more. Don't get stuck in the Christmas rush. Order that special gift now at monograms-more.com or call 693-7773. Monograms and More.
This is Jim Swayze. Now, when you think about the holidays, you may think of snow. Well, I think of Grow. The holidays are growing closer. My list is growing bigger. It's why Half Price Books is the only place I shop, because my budget is about the only thing that isn't growing. At Half Price Books, their gift choices always grow this time of year. Tons of new stuff, especially for holiday shopping. And almost everything is half price or less, so I always have enough left for somebody really special. Me! Who wouldn't really love a new book on their favorite hobby or passion? Plus, CD and movie box sets, toys and games for the kids, perfect stocking stuffers. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt. Jenny and I just bought a $25 gift card for Uncle Wiley and got a $5 coupon for ourselves to use in January. You can even do that online at hpb.com. Half Price Books for the holidays on South Texas Avenue next to Kroger. Find out more or even drop me a note at hpb.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them a 268 roof. 76 for a high today. 40% chance of showers, about 47 for a low temperature tonight. By the way, it could be kind of windy today, 10 to 15, maybe gusts up to 20 miles an hour. 20% chance of rain tonight, and the winds are going to shift around out of the north at 10 to 15. So tomorrow, a high just 58 degrees. With those north winds, and we'll probably have freezing temperatures or close to it on Tuesday night. And as we head on through the week, sunshine out there and the high temperatures kind of growing from the lower 60s up to the upper 60s by the end of the week, and low temperatures in the middle 40s. Right now, humidity is 90%. Winds are from the south at 15, overcast skies, and it's 68 out there.
The holidays mean parties, all kinds of parties, and great parties require lots of work and plenty of great food. That's where Luigi's Patio Ristorante will make you the hero while staying stress-free. No matter what the size of your party, Luigi's offers a wide range of catering services. Select from Luigi's extensive menu items or consult the chef to customize your party. Just call Luigi's and book your private or company party at the restaurant. Now's the time to call Luigi's at 693-2742 to reserve your party time. Luigi's 693-2742.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, it's fitting that the setting of this story is Washington, D.C., with the White House and the Capitol within walking distance. D.C.'s Eyeball Fox 5 reports that a new course has been added to the failing public school system. Dinner. Anthony Tata, Chief Operating Officer, D.C. Public Schools, boasts that the dinner service is reaching 10,000 kids, a quarter of the students who attend 120 schools. The addition of dinner means many students now receive three meals a day at school, courtesy of the government. According to the report, the best news of all is the dinner program is federally funded. School officials say that government dinners fight hunger and obesity while giving students access to after-school academic programs. In their view, it's all good. And D.C. isn't alone. 13 states are now providing three squares a day to the kids. Now, nobody will say it, so I will. This is shameful. Instead of bragging, school administrators ought to be appalled that American parents are grown incapable of feeding their own kids even one meal a day. Now, before you knee-jerk liberals lose your subsidized lunch, I'm not suggesting kids ought to starve. I'm saying quite clearly, the parents of these kids ought to be embarrassed that they can't or won't make a minimal effort to feed their own kids. Even that responsibility has to be handed off to the taxpayers. And by the way, question, why are we spending so much on food stamps if the government's going to feed the kids anyway?
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
And now the voice of reason for Perkins.
Locked inside this cast iron safe is a collection of absolutely never been seen before new entrees from Perkins. We just had to keep them a secret. Well, at least for two more seconds.
Say yes to Perkins' new made-from-scratch biscuit bakes. Fluffy eggs, melted cheese, and hearty ingredients. All baked into a flaky biscuit crust and topped with more cheese and rich sauce. Available all day. Come in for a yes at Perkins Restaurants.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byansky with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byansky, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byansky.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32, 69 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today in the mid-70s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. The Bryan School Board returns from Thanksgiving break with a retreat. Tonight's agenda includes hiring a search firm for the district's next superintendent. Trustees President Pat Shields expects comparisons to be made of the two finalists.
About finding out what the needs are of this district and what the scope of you as a search firm's search would be. Would it be nationwide or statewide and, you know, things like that.
The retreat agenda also includes how trustees should evaluate the superintendent, how the district checks applicant backgrounds and other hiring practices, plus what should happen to teachers when there are lapses in student supervision. The owner of the Texas Hall of Fame has died. According to the Hall's Facebook page, owner Johnny Lyon died Sunday after a battle with cancer. Lyon had been undergoing treatment since earlier this year. His death marks the second passing of a high-profile member of the local live music scene following the August death of Willie Bennett. Funeral arrangements for Johnny Lyon are pending. The Texas Department of Transportation still plans to seek bids next fall on changing the layout of streets in the Northgate area. Over the summer, College Station officials thought they reached the same design decision with the state, but there are problems, according to Chris Scotty of the Northgate Merchants Association. Speaking at the last city council meeting, Scotty says one of the issues involves raised curbs.
Although a bike lane and pedestrian ramps allowing for emergency access will be included, even with the retractable bollards you ask for, the raised curb permanently and irreversibly removes any option for future flexibility, such as the street being open at specific hours for deliveries. And I spoke with several council members following that meeting in June, where you directed the installation of those retractable bollards specifically to allow for this flexibility. Essentially, the raised curb invalidates the reasoning behind that direction.
The TxDOT official in charge, Bob Appleton, says their design has always included the raised curb for pedestrians at the intersection of University and College Main. Scotty also told council TxDOT canceled meetings with Northgate merchants during the first 3 months of next year and called for all input to be collected by the end of December. Appleton says he does not recall agreeing to Scotty's schedule and that businesses and other stakeholders have met numerous times regarding the project design. Over the summer, Blinn College officials confirmed interest in finding more room to expand its Brazos County operation. Blinn's Brandon Webb says that process continues, but is part of what's needed. Webb says they're figuring the most efficient way to use what's currently available.
We're very seriously considering the prospect of new campus locations. Our campus currently is constrained by access points, how we get students on and off campus. So there's no doubt that we are going to have to look at space outside where we currently are. The question is where. But we want to look at all day, every day, how are our classes being used, and are we using them in the best, most efficient way possible?
Webb says requests have already been made for space opening up on the Bryan campus next fall when the Allied Health Division moves to the A&M Health Science Center. More than 4,300 abused children in the Brazos Valley and their families have been served the last 15 years by the nonprofit Scotty's House. Since 2002, volunteers have also been working on expanding their offices. That work is finished now, and moving takes place next week. Sheriff Chris Kirk is president of the Scotty's House Board and accepted a proclamation at the last Bryan City Council meeting.
I remember when we bought the property over on 29th and Coulter. It was 1,200 square feet, and we thought, wow, we got a place to call our own. And it was wonderful, but unfortunately, we outgrew it rather quickly. And it's been a long 6 years since we kicked off our capital campaign, but we are about to realize our dream, and we will have a place where truly the healing can begin.
Kirk says they're moving into a 7,000-square-foot building that's nearly six times the size of the former office. Details on the open house a week from today can be found on our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:36, 69 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you just receive your property tax bill, and did it frustrate you that the bill went up in a down market? You don't have control over this year's bill, but you do have some control over next year. I am Brian Steven, local owner of Paramount Property Analysts, specializing in appealing property taxes in Brazos County and surrounding areas, saving more than $880,000 in taxes for my clients in 2009. When it comes to reducing your property taxes, whether it's commercial or residential, with my 25 years of experience, I will deliver the local expertise you need and deserve. Call me at 485-8537 or Google Paramount Property.
In the good old days, the local filling station, as we called it, was one of the town's gathering places, kind of like the barber shop. You went in, had some coffee while they filled up your car, washed your windshield, checked your tires and fluid levels, and talked about what was going on in the community. At SevCheck Service Center, you can still do that. SevCheck Service Center has been keeping cars and trucks running smoothly for over four decades. Open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
7:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by ResPro. For fire or water damage repair, give them a call at 690-8659. For your home or business, it's ResPro.
We've got high pressure well off to our east that is drawing moisture northward. So is a storm system, which is going to pass north of the region. It's in Kansas this morning. All that southerly flow taking moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and moving it up over the region. With lots of clouds today, we could have a shower. We're going to be near 75. It'll become partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be 40 to 45. Sunshine cooler tomorrow, 55 to 60. Sunny weather for Wednesday, we're going to be 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carroll, then for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, Temple's always had quite a tradition of pretty good basketball teams. Don't know how good they are this year, but they weren't good enough to beat the Aggies yesterday in the final game of that Old Spice Classic near Orlando. We'll talk about that. It was a good Thanksgiving weekend for the two teams combined. We'll talk about that. High school football, a few teams are still alive, but not Consolidated nor Navasota. We'll talk about that, and of course, college football and more coming up in sports.
Seldom do we get to give away tickets to something like this, but, I mean, we got a real dress-up, go and have a good time, you know, deal coming up this weekend, and we have tickets.
Oh.
It's the Champagne and Diamonds event. It's going on at Marymount. I mean, it's
whoa. You, whoa.
Guys, you can't wear open-toed shoes there, okay?
Nor jeans.
No, you need to you need to dress up.
No, I didn't need to buy a tie.
Leave your cell phone in
the
car.
Yeah, bring that old clip on out.
And these, just like, you know, a couple hundred bucks here worth of those. We're going to give away a pair of tickets today, tomorrow, and on Wednesday. So, I mean, if...
right,
if
and this benefits.
Yeah, and if you're willing to, by the way, and if you're willing to dress up, okay.
Do right.
It benefits the prenatal clinic. They've been around for 25 years, prenatal clinic has. And so it's a good cause, and we'll do that probably before the top of the hour. So... guys, have you got a theory on what A&M has done to make people mad that they can't get ranked any higher? They go down? I mean, Tom and I were talking off the air, Chase. You know, here's a team that beat two top 10 teams and then beat their rival over at the rival's house.
And did it
all
in,
that in November.
In November,
and
yes.
So what's the deal? You have a thought?
I don't know. Yeah. Now, Chase, you say Tucker was telling you this morning I was overhearing about what's his name from game day, Chris Fowler, voted A&M 20th or something like that.
Yeah,
is that
in his AP ballot, but that has no effect on the BCS
AP.
Poll.
You're right. Okay, I thought that was BCS. No, I don't have a clue other than maybe the voters who were voting on Saturday night, maybe Thursday was too far away for them. And granted, they beat a team that finished 5-7. Yeah. You know, that was, you know, what have you done for me lately? And that was the last thing they did. But goodness gracious, six straight wins beat two top 10 teams in November. I mean, wow.
It's a combination of not only what have you done for me lately by only beating a 5-7 team at the end of the year, but also which of these three teams has had the worst track record over the past 10 years.
No doubt.
And I think that's, you know, it's passive punishment at best, but it's punishment all the same.
But I guess that's the thing is they have been irrelevant. There's no doubt about that.
Exactly.
And I'm not saying that's right.
Can't you see that they've turned the corner, I guess, is the way I look at it.
Yeah. Well, the thing, and you and I were discussing, you know, as an A&M supporter, which we are, we live here, we live in this community, you know, as an A&M supporter, what I would like to see is for next year when, you know, maybe we'll have a pretty good football team over there. You know, I'd like to see a good preseason ranking so that they can be in the conversation come November 2011.
And my point of view is I don't care about that. That doesn't matter to me because Texas was ranked preseason. You still got to go out and perform. And I think that season ticket sales will probably go up.
Okay. Well, then let me ask you, let me devil's advocate that with you. Yeah. Okay, this year they were totally irrelevant in preseason ranking, right? They were nowhere to be found.
That's true.
What if they had not lost to Oklahoma State? Okay, they had lost to Arkansas, but and then had not, been, in other words, been a two-loss team with not such a bad loss to Missouri. I know there's a lot of what ifs in there. Okay, like that. Where would they be in the top 10 now as a two-loss team?
Well, if they'd beaten Oklahoma State, they'd be in the Big 12 championship game.
Right, but would they be in the top 10?
Wouldn't matter. They'd be in the Big 12 championship game. And that's what's ultimately at the heart of all of this. I mean, regardless of rankings, I don't think people were looking for rankings. People were seeing how the rankings sorted out because A&M technically had as good of a shot on paper of making the Big 12 championship game as Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, but the problem was when it was all said and done, you knew they didn't stand a chicken's chance.
Yeah. They were playing well at the end of the season, and they weren't going to be able to get a reward for that. Hello?
Hi. I think that the rankings are as they are because ESPN sportscasters hate Aggies.
Okay. Hello.
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and, I don't want to go too far with this. It just, you know, just wanted to air this things out. All right. Moving on.
By the way, along the sports line, I think I figured out the answer to the mystery that we were talking about last hour.
Oh, okay.
The high school playoff game. Yeah. That's
if you don't know, two high school football teams from Texas are going to play a playoff game in Louisiana this weekend, which we think has probably never happened before.
This is Mesquite, Horn, and Longview, which it did not dawn on me when I first saw this. They are in the same district.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Okay.
They got some history. This is the same district that Bryan and Consol. This is 11-5A, which is the same district that Bryan and Consol's district pulls from for playoff purposes.
Okay.
But this is Division II. But Mesquite Horn, in fact, knocked off Copper's Cove. And what it is apparently they could not agree upon a neutral site. So they flipped, not for home and home, but the site of choosing, and I guess Longview won the toss, and I think just to say, well, you know what?
Yeah.
Stick it somewhere. We're going to go east of Longview into Shreveport.
You'll have to drive through Longview to get to.
Exactly.
Wow. All right.
That is the best, because what happened was, I think there was a stadium in Dallas that was offered, and yet the Mesquite coach said, no, it's not neutral enough for us. A stadium in Dallas, west of Mesquite, was not good enough for the coach at Horn, so
okay. couldn't find anything in between, like south of both of them. That's cool. Well, that'll be fun then, won't it?
Yeah. Well, Shreveport needs the money, you know.
That'll be Friday night, Saturday when they play. I don't even remember.
I think it's Friday night.
Okay. There was one beauty queen too many on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade float. You hear about this?
God, please.
Uninvited now, Miss New York, her name is Divina Reeves. Basically crashed the Miss USA float.
Really?
Yes. Miss New York, wearing her Miss New York sash and crown, as it says here, managed to claw her way onto the float. God, I'd love to see video of that. Got her sash hiked up there. Here we go. Ah! Jump up on the back of that. And she began enthusiastically signing autographs and waving to the crowd as the parade got underway. It would seem that the Diva Reeves, but anyway, Ms. Reeves hitched the ride for five blocks before the Miss USA horrified handlers were able to persuade the organizers to have her taken off the float. The president of the Miss Universe organization, parent of the Miss USA pageant, said, Miss New York wasn't invited, and nobody had any idea how she got on the float. She turned up. Well, look, a girl shows up, her hair perfectly coiffed, her makeup perfect. She's wearing a sash and a dress at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, she shows up wearing the sash.
Are they going to tell her she doesn't belong on there? Nobody's going to know. Anyway, she turned up in full pageant regalia. She was initially asked to take off her crown so as not to outshine Miss USA. Then 5 blocks into the route, she was asked to leave. Would you please remove your tiara? I love that. Well, okay, I know you wanted a cat fight, didn't you?
I really did.
I know, that's what you were going for. I got the closest thing I can to a cat fight, and that apparently is that the effervescent and friendly Betty White, apparently not so when it comes to Cloris Leachman.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard
I've heard she can be a pill.
Well, I just don't know. This from the New York Post, the gossip columnist claims the white-hot 88-year-old, what happened was Cloris Leachman said, quote, I never liked Betty White, and as a result, her answer was, would you like to comment on Cloris Leachman saying she didn't like you? To which she said, oh, is she still conscious?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
everyone is tightening their belts about now. And at Dexter Mortgage, we can help. We can lower your interest rate or change the terms of your loan to better fit your financial future. And rates are great. 30-year loan is just in the mid-4s now with good credit. A 15-year note is even less. Do you want to remodel your home or pay off those pesky credit cards, get a tax deduction at the same time? You may have all the money that you need. The problem is, it's all in your home. Solution? Dexter Mortgage. We can explain to you your options. get the money that you need. We make loans honestly without all that double talk. I know that not everyone refinances or purchases a new home every day, but we do. Call me today. I'm Debbie Davis with Dexter Mortgage. We handle government loans like FHA and VA, conventional loans, 30, 20, and 15-year notes, construction loans, even cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. Whew. We do it all. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
If you're a husband or father, where do you find your fulfillment? If it's somewhere other than your wife and kids, you may need to rethink your priorities. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. You know, I love to play golf, and when my wife Jean and I were first married, I spent Saturday mornings playing 18 holes with my buddies. But when our boys were born, Jean came to me and said, "You know, you spend a lot of time on the golf course over the weekend, while your sons are just sitting here at home. Can you find another time to play?" And when she said it, I knew deep down it was true. With my two young boys just sitting at home waiting for Daddy, I needed to be more engaged. I resolved then and there to devote Saturdays as much as possible to family time, to really invest in my boys. You know, it's a trade-off I was happy to make. I didn't quit golf altogether, but I tried to schedule it during the work week or in the late afternoons. And maybe it's not golf for you. Maybe it's another hobby or even your career. There's nothing inherently wrong with those things. We as men are wired to find fulfillment and satisfaction in a job well done. And it's nice to receive words of affirmation from our teammates or our boss. But these things can never take priority over your wife and your kids. And investing in them, in their own happiness and fulfillment and well-being, is the most important job in the universe. You know what? Nothing else matters. For more on being the best husband or father you can be, and for other information to help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Can't forget that Texas roadhouse. Can't leave that memory behind.
Introducing Early Dine for $7.99. Dine early Monday through Thursday until 6 p.m. at Texas Roadhouse and enjoy a hand-cut 6-ounce sirloin steak with two delicious made-from-scratch sides for only $7.99. 10 total dinners to choose from, all served with a basket of fresh baked bread. Early Dine for $7.99, Monday through Thursday till 6 p.m., only at Texas Roadhouse.
Now open for lunch.
One more time, good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at sports at 7:51. I'm Tom Turbeville. The sports is brought to you by Awards and More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. Congratulations to the A&M football team. They are Big 12 South champions. Well, tri-champions, actually, along with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. That's after OU beat Oklahoma State in Stillwater in the Bedlam game 47-41 on Saturday. But they also get some disrespect, we think, from Associated Press and the BCS computers. Now, no one expected that A&M would win any tiebreaker that would put them in the Big 12 championship game. That was a given. Although in November, they did beat both the teams that are in the championship. Big 12 North champ Nebraska will face Oklahoma Saturday at Cowboys Stadium for the Big 12 title and a trip to the Fiesta Bowl to face what most predictors say will be UConn. Now, the disrespect comes that A&M actually was demoted one spot from 17th to 18th in the BCS ranking and two spots from 17th to 19th by the AP. The BCS standings were changed some after Auburn's impressive win Friday at Alabama. After being down 24-0, Auburn and Cam Newton come back and win that game at Tuscaloosa. Auburn leapfrogged Oregon to the number one spot, and unless they stumble to South Carolina in the SEC title game, or Oregon slips up in the Civil War at Oregon State this weekend, it looks like the Ducks and the Tigers will play for the national championship. But just in case, undefeated TCU, along with Stanford and Wisconsin, are waiting, ranked 3rd, 4th, and 5th in the new BCS. As for where the Aggies will go for a bowl game, it's still anybody's guess. One ESPN projection has A&M in the Cotton Bowl against LSU. That's what they'd like. That's what the fans would like. Another, though, has them dropping all the way down to the Holiday Bowl against Washington. Of course, the Alamo Bowl and the Inside Bowl, both picked before the Holiday Bowl does. We'll know for sure where the Aggies are going next Sunday. High school playoffs run is over for the A&M Consolidated Tigers. They hit a buzzsaw Saturday night at Stony Point at the Waco ISD. Stony Point Tigers beat Consol 42-7, and they advance to the regional semifinals. Consol's season, though, ends with a district championship three games deep into the playoffs, and they finish at 11-2. Navasota's season also ended Friday night in the state quarterfinals, a 42-13 loss to Chapel Hill in Waco. Cameron, though, they're still alive. They got a win over East Chambers. They'll play Tatum in the 2A state quarterfinals at Ennis on Saturday. Lexington beat Corrigan Camden, and they'll meet New London West Rusk in Midway Friday night. Also, the Bremont Tigers beat Tenaha, and they'll meet Mount Enterprise Saturday in Maybank in the 1A playoffs. Pro football, or was it hockey? At Reliance Stadium yesterday, the Houston Texans get their first shutout win in 6 years. They beat Tennessee 20-0, but the game highlight that you've seen or will see is the helmetless fight between Houston's Andre Johnson and the Titans' Cortland Finnegan, which seems to have been started by Finnegan, but Johnson definitely got in the best punches. Both players were ejected, and they'll both face stiff fines. Probably will be announced today, and they could miss their team's next games. It was a darn near perfect weekend for both the two Aggie basketball teams, a perfect 2-0 in Cancun for the 8th-ranked women. They beat Arizona Friday and then Michigan Saturday in the Cancun Classic. They're coming home to host Cal on Saturday at Reed Arena before heading on a road trip that'll start December the 6th in Durham when they have a date with 6th-ranked Duke at Cameron Fieldhouse. The Aggie men bounced back from that 2-point opening loss to Boston College at the Old Spice Classic near Orlando. And they beat Manhattan 74-45 on Friday. And then yesterday morning, they beat 21st-ranked Temple 54-51. David LeBeau led the way with 13 points. Chris Middleton got a couple of free throws with 2 seconds left to put it away. Now the Aggies are 5-1, and they'll come home Thursday night to host Stephen F. Austin. That's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville at 7:55. For awards and more, this is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Personalize your gifts this holiday season with Awards & More. It's holiday shopping time, and Awards & More can custom engrave your gifts. From cell phones, iPods, laptops, to almost anything you need engraved. Check out Awards & More's huge selection of in-store gifts you can buy and have engraved on site. Employers, don't forget to recognize your employees' annual achievements with custom awards from Awards & More. Call 696-3886 or visit Awards & More next to Luby's on Texas Avenue.
All right, good to be that time of year. So many things maybe on television that you want to be able to watch, special events, sports events, maybe some sort of holiday specials. And you've got a schedule. You got a life to lead. You really do. And you're not going to be tied down to your television. And you don't have to be if you have a DVR from Suddenlink that allows you to be able to watch what you want to when you want to. Now, if you do happen to be home and you're able to watch the show while it's going on, and maybe you missed a line or you need to pause the show for any reason, you can do that. You can pause, you can rewind any live television show with your DVR from Suddenlink. So it really can change the way that you want to use your television, that you want to watch your television. If you are an NFL fan, remember that they've got the NFL Network and NFL Red Zone as well. But just the whole idea that you can take your high-speed internet, bundle that with telephone service, bundle that with the DVR and digital television, bundle that also with home security. So there are lots of different ways that you can make your entertainment dollar stretch farther, and Suddenlink can show you. Go to their website at suddenlink.com or give them a call at 1-800-915-1866 and see how Suddenlink can change the way you surf on the internet, use your telephone, and enjoy television. It's Suddenly.
Heard the news? Something big's going on at WC Tractor in Bryan, Brenham, Sealy, and Navasota. Comes around this time every year. Yup, Value Bonanza. Start with 0% financing for up to 72 months. Rather have cash back? Done. It's your choice. Sell the equipment. Take your pick of major New Holland hay and forage equipment and select New Holland tractors. From Boomer Compacts up to the T5000. They're all farm-raised and ready to work alongside of you. Get into WC Tractor in Bryan, Brenham, Sealy, and Navasota before November 30th and take advantage of all the savings. Value Bonanza. That's something big.
Hey, a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So let's give away tickets here. It's a ticket for two to the Champagne and Diamonds fundraiser, which benefits the Bryan College Station Prenatal Clinic. It's coming up on December the 3rd, so that's this Friday night. So if you can go to that, and it's at Marymount, so you got to dress up, okay? 695-1620. Got tickets for you. You need to come by here and pick them up. It's a pair of tickets for that. Okay, the big wedding coming up, you know. Oh, wait, quick, let's take a phone call. Let's do that. Hi there, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much, yourself?
It's good, not much. You want these tickets that we have to the Champagne and Diamonds fundraiser event?
Oh, anything that has diamonds and champagne.
Okay.
Fun.
You promised to dress up now.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. All right, who's this?
James Evans.
All right, James, come by here. We got the tickets for you. Thank you, man. Thank appreciate it. All right. That's all. We'll do another one later on this week. Okay, here we go. Prince William and Kate Middleton getting married, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Who doesn't know that?
Really? Where have we been?
Come on.
Already they have received their first gift, their first wedding gift.
Oh, what? Did Mom give them something?
No.
Nothing from Mom?
Can opener?
No. Does Mom like her? Do we know that?
We haven't heard if she's Mom okay or not.
Because if Mom doesn't like her, well, I'm not sure. You know
it's going to be awkward.
Yeah, well.
No, nonetheless, it is not a blender. It is not one of those instant wine cooler things, you know, where you put the bottle of wine in and it becomes chilled in 2 minutes. It is, in fact, the president of the International Star Registry has already named a star. Remember that guy? I mean, they do commercials, right? We'll be hearing him soon. The International Star Registry, they now have some sort of a...
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The U.S. says our diplomats are at risk now that WikiLeaks has posted more classified material. State Department communications, it's being condemned worldwide. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin's live in London.
Dave, these cables change what we know about some international standoffs. They quote Arab governments urging America to strike Iran, to cut the head off the snake, in the words of the Saudi king. Iran's president today dismissing that and the leaks as fabrications by the U.S. government. But Israel's prime minister today saying the leaks vindicate his nation's assessment that Iran is the biggest danger to the Middle East today. Dave?
Alistair, a nuclear scientist killed in Iran and others wounded in attacks Iran blames on Israel and the West. Six NATO troops are dead in Afghanistan, likely American soldiers shot and killed by someone dressed up in a police uniform during a training mission. He was then killed, too. The Somali-born American accused of plotting to blow up a Christmas tree lighting goes to court today. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal, live in Portland, Oregon.
Dave, Mohammed Osman Mohammed was arrested for allegedly plotting to park, then detonate a van full of explosives. Many here in Oregon, like Stephanie Napier, are shocked. She used to live next door to his family and was friends with his mom.
Miriam spoke very highly of him. He did great in school. He was very proud of him.
But authorities say there was actually never any threat. It was undercover FBI agents who set him up with a van full of fake explosives, Dave.
Jessica, it's a day to www.shop while you work. Cyber Monday. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes has more on this live.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. This is the day your fingers do the shopping. Just another way retailers have thought of to separate you from your cash. And 9 out of 10 retailers are offering some sort of discount today. IBM tracks the numbers, and they say it could be one of the busiest online shopping days of the Christmas season, Dave.
Now, Todd, the Pride of Wyoming arrives in Washington this morning, a giant Christmas tree that'll be displayed at the U.S. Capitol with ornaments made by Wyoming residents. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. It's now at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora bracelets, beads, and earrings from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection, literally hundreds of items.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared on December 3rd and 4th and get a Pandora jewelry box free with any $100 Pandora purchase. See store for details.
This weekend only, the Home Depot has 20% off all artificial Christmas trees and LED Christmas lights. Saving that much on the lights and the tree means there will be money left over for some extra packages under that tree. We're lowering the cost of brighter holidays inside and out with 20% off all artificial Christmas trees and LED light strings. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Attention DirecTV customers. KRHD ABC 40 is now carried on DirecTV in high definition. Just select channel 40 from your on-screen program guide for ABC in HD. Syndicated favorites like The Doctors and Entertainment Tonight in HD. Plus local news, weather, and sports for Bryan College Station in the Brazos Valley. Now DirecTV viewers can choose the ABC station that covers our area and get most programs in high definition. It's official. ABC 40 is now on DirecTV.
Now's the time to ship your packages and gifts for the holidays. Postal Plus is your one-stop location for all of your packaging, mailing, and shipping needs. They have the largest selection of shipping boxes, shipping supplies, a well-trained and experienced staff to ensure your precious presents arrive safely and on time for the holidays. If you want quick, convenient, and efficient service with no long waiting lines, go to Postal Plus, conveniently located on 29th Street in Bryan. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Postal Plus.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, I have never had anyone tell me that buying insurance is fun. I have had people tell me that the two things that they dread the most are buying insurance and going to the dentist. The folks at W.E. Gibson Insurance realize this, and we do everything we can to take the pain out of the insurance buying process. When you call or come by our office, you will always be greeted with a friendly smile. Not only are W.E. Gibson's employees friendly, we are very knowledgeable. Our staff has over 125 years of combined insurance experience. We will answer your questions and we will shop your policies with many different companies to make sure that you're getting the best coverage at the lowest possible premium. If you're already one of our thousands of customers, I want to thank you. If you're not, why don't you give us an opportunity to show you why so many of your friends and neighbors use W.E. Gibson for their insurance needs. Look us up in the Yellow Pages. I don't promise that buying insurance will be fun, but at W.E. Gibson Insurance, it will probably be better than going to the dentist.
WTAW News Time is 8:05, 69 degrees right now at the studios as we head toward a high in the mid-70s today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mr. Electric, your expert electrical service. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. What's supposed to be a retreat this evening for the Bryan School Board also includes at least one action item. That's selecting one of two superintendent search firm finalists. Board President Pat Shields anticipates some questions to be asked of both finalists.
We haven't really gotten too far on that, but I think it will be, you know, what is your track record? What are some of the districts comparable to us? How are you going to go about gathering information from all the parties that are involved, being the students, the parents, the business people, the taxpayers, the administrators, and things like that.
Retreat topics include what the Bryan School District's Human Resources Department does to check applicant backgrounds and other hiring practices, and what should be consequences when teachers have lapses in student supervision. A second fixture on the local live music scene has died. According to the Texas Hall of Fame's Facebook page, hall owner Johnny Lyon died Sunday after battling cancer. Lyon had undergone treatment for almost a year. Funeral arrangements are pending. Lyon had owned the hall since 1978. His death comes roughly 3 months after the death of local music promoter Willie Bennett, who died of cancer in August. There's a disagreement between business owners in College Station's Northgate District and the Texas Department of Transportation. Chris Scotty of the Northgate Merchants Association recently told City Council TxDOT moved up the calendar to receive comments about upcoming traffic changes.
Acknowledging that we try to get to real stakeholder engagement during football season and the December holidays was going to be not very productive. So even though you and I know it's not the intent, this is a big concern because we want to avoid the appearance that the timing of these meetings is not purposely done to avoid stakeholder input. And regardless of what happens, staff and NDA recognize that TxDOT wants to accelerate the timeline, and we're willing to be flexible, but not so flexible as to cut what was a six-month schedule back to a single holiday-filled month.
The TxDOT official in charge of the Northgate project, Bob Appleton, says he does not recall agreeing to Scotty's schedule. Appleton says businesses and other stakeholders have met numerous times regarding the project design. Scotty also told the council TxDOT was proceeding with a raised curb that was opposed by Northgate interests. Appleton says the state's design has always included the raised curb for pedestrians at the intersection of University and College Main. TxDOT expects taking construction bids next fall. Blinn College officials have made no decisions about how to address continuing record enrollment growth in Brazos County. Blinn's Brandon Webb says moving the Allied Health Division to the new A&M Health Science Center will help the Main Bryan campus.
We're moving about 500, 550 students out that direction. And so, and we, as I mentioned, need to double our nursing output by 2013, according to the mandate. So while enrollment will continue to grow, we will clear some space out in the H building, the health building here on campus. But I can assure you, eyeballs are already on that space, and the requests for proposals have already been flying in to the provost's office for ideas of how to use and fill that current space on campus.
Blinn administrators and trustees not only have space issues in Bryan, but also at their satellite campus in Sealy, where a lease is expiring, but other options are being explored. And for 15 years, Scotty's House has served more than 4,300 abused children and their families in the Brazos Valley. Half the life of the nonprofit has been marked by fundraising efforts for a new office. But now that effort has been completed as a new home opens next week. Scotty's House Board President and Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk accepted a proclamation at the last Bryan City Council meeting.
And the unique part of that is that we got to design it and lay it out functionally for the operations of Scotty's House. And it will serve this community well into the future. And so we're very, very proud of that. We thank you for establishing the day on behalf of Scotty's House. And I can tell you that you know, what we have put together has come at the hands and efforts of a lot of good people in our community.
The amount of space is increasing almost sixfold to 7,000 square feet. An open house has been scheduled for a week from Monday. That's a week from today. Details are on our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:10, 69 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Mr. Electric. Final news update for you coming up about 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. The professional electricians at Mr. Electric get it right the first time, delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair. As well as a 24-7 immediate response service, Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Feel confident knowing you, your family, and your property will be treated with the respect and attention you deserve. Mr. Electric, Aggie and Veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
It's not too early to work on the best gift you can give this holiday season. TuVideo will bring your old movies, photos, and videos back to life by putting them on DVD. Transfer and edit your memories into a cherished one-of-a-kind DVD, and it's all done right here. TuVideo handles all film and video formats, including consumer high definition. For more information, visit www.tuvideo.ws. That's the number, tuvideo.ws. Or call 979-690-8880.
811. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information about businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We've got high pressure well off to our east that is drawing moisture northward. So is a storm system, which is going to pass north of the region. It's in Kansas this morning. All that southerly flow taking moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and moving it up over the region. With lots of clouds today, we could have a shower. We're going to be near 75. It'll become partly cloudy tonight. Those will be 40 to 45. Sunshine cooler tomorrow, 55 to 60. Sunny weather for Wednesday, we're going to be 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carroll then for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
811 Chase, I found another school boy. It's really good that Reagan doesn't go to school at this place. I mean, you know. Johnston County, North Carolina. Zero tolerance over lip balm. Kids turn out, it turns out the kids use chapstick and other lip balm products without parental permission or a doctor's note. They just show up with lip balm, and it's prohibited. You can't do that. It's a violation of school rules. School district considers it to be medicine. Parents not too happy since colder weather obviously brings chapped whips. A district official tells the Charlotte Observer that the policy comes from a Johnston County Health Department directive. Parents were afraid that children would share their chapstick with one another. And, of course, then germs could spread and children could get sick. Kids aren't punished when caught with contraband. The office simply calls the kids' parents and informs them of the policy. Also required, permission slips if you use hand sanitizer, sunscreen, or baby wipes. It's Johnston County, North Carolina, and they're just here to help out our kiddos. Hey, it's 8:13. Carrie's here this morning from the Children's Museum in downtown Bryan. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What's going on at your place?
We have some amazing Winter Wonderland Day Camps coming up. It is from December 27th through December 31st.
Oh, kids out of school, and you know, you need you may have a house full of kids, and you need to get some of them shipped off to have fun and learn something, right?
Correct. And that time, usually parents are going back to work, and kiddos are still away from school,
sure.
So this is a great place to drop them off.
Give us kind of the format, how it works.
What's going to be happening is it's a drop-off program, starts at 9 and runs till 1. We have a new thing that we're implementing this time is you can purchase by day for the camps. That way, if you only have one day that the child needs to be there, you can take care of that. For members, it's going to be $20 a day. For non-members, it's $25 a day. We're going to have games, crafts, we're going to have Winter Wonderland games for them to do.
Gotcha.
We're
right.
Also going to have a small science project that we're going to do every day with the kiddos, and it's going to be something different every day. So if you want to have your kids come for the whole time, you can, and then if you don't want to, you just want them to come for a specific event that we're doing, then they can do that too. And we're going to have, like, a little homework project, science project, that they can take home and do with their parents.
Oh,
so the
okay.
Parents are able to be involved.
A little interaction thing. Okay. And, again, the hours as to when the kiddos would be at the museum?
9 to 1.
Okay. Now, and while we're talking about that with the holidays, tell us you have any special holiday hours or days that you'll be closed so people know about that?
We are going to be closed, of course, for Christmas Eve and Christmas, but that's it. So bring them on down anytime. We're going to have this coming up in December. It's Decembersaurus Month.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to have a bunch of fun stuff with dinosaurs for them to do.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have our giving stocking tree.
Okay.
This year we're doing where people can come in and purchase a membership for either a needy family or for their own family.
Okay, and then that way they can use the museum all year long. Okay, if they want some more information, you've got a website?
Yes, it's www.mymuseum.com.
Okay, there you go. So winter day is coming up. They start December 27th. That's at the Children's Museum in downtown Bryan across from the library. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Your visit with local folks brought to you by the Jewelry and Coin Exchange.
Hi, I'm Donna, owner of the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of all precious metals, gold, silver, and platinum, is still up. This is a great time to bring your broken or unwanted gold, diamonds, silver jewelry, sterling flatware, and Rolex watches to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We buy and sell gold and silver coins from one coin to large collections. We hear others claiming to be the biggest and the best, but we have customers that check around and they come back to us because we pay the most. They also like our fast and friendly service and appreciate our A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. We enjoy selling beautiful jewelry to our friends and neighbors for the best prices around. We are fortunate that we can contribute to many worthy charities in our area, the place we have called home for more than 30 years. We love doing business in the Brazos Valley. We would love to be your jewelry store. Please come see us at the Jewelry and Coin Exchange in College Station or call us at 846-2400.
If you've been considering replacing windows in your home with premium windows, you'll need to move fast to receive a tax credit for energy efficiency. The program was started in 2009, but it expires at the end of December. Program allows for a tax credit of 30% of the materials up to $1,500 for qualified windows. Now, the folks at Intercon want to remind you, no aluminum windows and not all vinyl windows qualify for that tax credit. Now, the vinyl windows sold by Intercon meet and exceed the requirements for you to be able to earn that tax credit. Some customers are a little skeptical, and they ask about the reliability of vinyl windows. Well, vinyl windows, truth be told, have been around over 35 years, and there's an excellent option for consumers, especially in our climate. These windows are highly efficient, they're attractive, they're reliable, and they are easy to maintain. In addition, the TechView vinyl windows sold by Intercon have one of the best warranties in the industry. Very rarely have you had an opportunity to be able to get products like this. And, of course, you get a chance to get this 15% or 30% off up to $1,500 on the qualifying windows, but it ends in December. So call your neighbors at Intercon, get more information, and you get a free no-obligation quote if you want. Give them a call at 823-3639. Home-operated windows is what they do. It's Intercon, 823-3639.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
In a world full of artificial this, genetically modified that, and virtually simulated everything, there's thankfully still an appreciation for the real deal. I'm referring, of course, to the BMW 3 Series, the one Car and Driver praised as the car we'd like to drive every day, and named to their 10 best list a record-breaking 19 consecutive years, the one that's faster and more powerful than the A4, the C300, and the IS250, the one that includes no-cost maintenance, while those others do not, and the only one that deserves to be called the ultimate driving machine. So celebrate the real deal, the 3 Series, at a BMW center today. Claim based on published 3 Series sedan and competitors 0 to 60 in horsepower. January 2010, Car and Driver cited. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, 819, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Holidays come. A lot of folks sending e-cards now. I mean, they send the traditional ones, too. But it is that time of year when you can start expecting to get Christmas cards through the mail and online. E-greetings getting more and more popular each year, and so scammers find them as a convenient way to make trouble for you. Here's what you need to do. Check the from line. If it's something generic like from a relative or from a friend, do not open it. Most people who send e-cards put their real name in there.
Mm-hmm.
Check the spelling. If your name or any portion of the greeting is misspelled, don't open it. And check permissions. If the greeting asks you for permission to download something in order to see it, or they take you to another site, then just don't do it. It won't be fun. And I found today, we'll save it till later this week, a list of pretty outstanding Christmas gifts. I mean, that I think could
affordable.
Be memorable. Yeah,
yeah.
Affordable.
No, yeah.
The first,
not like needless markup taxes.
I was going to say,
no.
I don't want a helicopter or something like that.
No. Chase, you weren't here a minute ago. I had a story. It would have augured you into the ground about Johnston County, North Carolina. Zero tolerance on lip balm there. You cannot bring chapstick to school.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because they're sniffing it.
It could spread germs.
Oh.
Because just think, what if your daughter got to school and her whips were chapped? And she didn't have any
not
chapstick.
Her whips.
Yeah,
her whips.
She didn't have any chapstick.
Don't give me any whip now.
And she had to ask some friend for the chapstick. See,
Yeah.
Then there could be germs that would pass. So they've outlawed chapsticks chapstick unless you have a note from your doctor. Same thing is true for hand sanitizer and baby wipes as well. So just so you know, our children are safe at school in Johnston County, North Carolina. What's that?
Hand sanitizer? Yeah, they're melting it and smoking it all.
Well, we had a story a couple of years ago about a guy trying to drink it.
Mm.
Did you hear about the drug tunnel? Again, they found another one.
With a railway?
It's unbelievable. Rails? It really is. I mean, it's like they need to have a tram with parking on either end. It's just, golly. Apparently came up under some warehouses in San Diego. Yeah.
Next stop is the V stop.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's your remote drug drop.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Drug parking.
Yeah, just park right here, drop the bag.
This tram goes to the B terminal, C terminal, and Juarez.
Yeah. Anyway, but apparently they found 25,000 pounds of marijuana in there. So, again, just legalize it and tax it, okay? No. I didn't say that.
I believe you did.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you did.
Yeah, guy. Sure. You California type person,
yeah.
You.
Yeah. Hey, did you see this?
Liberal.
Yeah. David Hasselhoff is going to Broadway.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
He will play Captain Hook in the Christmas pantomime.
Yar.
Well, it's Yar. Yeah, it'd be wonderful.
Yar.
Anyway.
Blimey.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
And have him on the floor drunk eating a hamburger, right?
That's right. Chasing the alligator around.
Hey, you wouldn't want those drug mules to get all worn out by carrying all those tons of marijuana.
You know, it's true. It really is. And after all, let's think about the drug mules. Let's be drug mule huggers. We don't want them to get tired.
I'd rather hug a real mule.
Hi, I'm Augustine Trevino, owner of Trevino Smith Funeral Home. We are a full-service facility offering traditional services, cremations, prepaid burial plans, and monuments. I began my funeral career right here in the Brazos Valley over 18 years ago. We are involved in the community and are proud to be locally owned. Trevino Smith Funeral Home is located at 2610 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call us anytime at 822-2424 with any questions regarding a personalized service. And remember, at Trevino Smith Funeral Home, serving your family is our family business.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. Our hospital is an Aggie tradition. Healthcare, it's what we do. Fans turn any ordinary night into one to remember at Aggie men's and women's basketball games. New for the 2010-11 basketball seasons are group ticket packages. The packages are great for hosting employee outings, youth sport teams, and church groups. Purchase tickets for 20 or more and see your group's name in lights on 12th Man TV. For more information, contact the marketing department, 979-862-5431. Aggie basketball. This is home. We're going to switch gears tonight on the Aggie Hour, and we're going to jump ahead to the month of February. Coach Rob Childress is going to join us on the Aggie Hour tonight. We're going to talk Texas A&M baseball. Before you know it, February the 18th, first pitch of the year for the brand new 2011 season will be thrown at 6:35 on the 18th of February when we entertain Lemoyne University for three games. That's the start of the season. So tonight, the Aggie Hour features Rob Childress, 7 to 8, Wings and More on University Drive. We invite you to come by and join us for the show locally in this market, WTAW 1620 AM, as well as over many of the same stations where you're hearing this report today. We'll talk to him about things, for instance, like the leadoff hitter, what he looks for in a guy that's going to have that role.
You know, in the past, since we've been here, we've had a guy that can start the game in a lot of different ways, whether it's, you know, with a bunt base hit, a walk, a hit by a pitch, or even a home run with guys like Kyle Colligan and Brandon Hicks and Jose Duran. We've had some dynamic leadoff type hitters, and you know, really what I want to see is a guy that is having quality at bats, especially leading off a game, four or five pitches in the at bat. If he doesn't lead us off with a hit, so we've got an opportunity to see that everything that guy has in his very first at bat. And you know, really it comes down to on base percentage. Are you getting on base and allowing us to create havoc and have an opportunity to score early in the game? That's so important for our offense to grab the lead early, and that we get the opportunity. Once we have the lead, we can put a lot more pressure on them than when we're two or three runs down. It's a lot harder to give up outs on the bases when you're down three as opposed to being up three or four. You got a chance to put somebody away. When you grab the lead early, you can continue to pressure them and what we try to do offensively. And you know, it's so important for us to get off to a great start, and leading off the first inning is every bit as probably the most important at bat of the game, so we've got a chance to score early.
Texas A&M head baseball coach Rob Rob Childress near the end of the fall workouts. Rob Childress on the Aggie Hour tonight from 7 until 8. We invite you to come to Wings and More on University Drive for the hour-long show. Here's a bonus for us. We're going to have another football show, Aggie Hour with Mike Sherman. We expect Von Miller and Cyrus Gray to be there. It's tomorrow night at Wings and More from 7 until 8. A postseason Aggie Hour with head coach Mike Sherman tomorrow night, 7 until 8. At Wings and More on University. The show will also be broadcast on WTAW 1620 AM, as well as the Aggie Radio Network. So 2 hours of two Aggie hours back-to-back tonight and tomorrow night. I'm Dave South, and that's the Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Services, a six-county area, accepts Medicare and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
You know, we always tell you Amish Furniture for generations. For pieces of furniture, you need to plan ahead, and you do, because it's bench built by Amish craftsmen, handcrafted out of solid wood. But there are holiday items that you can find at Amish Furniture for Generations, and take with you. So stop in and have a look at the crafts that they have, and they have some children's items that are for sale. For instance, plenty of rocking horses that they have. They have them with blue or pink, so it matches either for the boys or girls. But also they have Lazy Susans, they have coat racks, they have wind chimes, they have cookbooks as well at Amish Furniture for Generations. And also one of the things that's a good seller during the holidays are their music plaques that they have that go along with, as I mentioned, the wind chimes and the rocking horses. And the rocking horses are just like everything else that you'll find at Amish Furniture for Generations, in that they're 100% made in the U.S. by Amish craftsmen. These guys and gals live in Ohio and Indiana, and they're painted or stained, if you want to do that, either way. Kent's got plenty of those things. And also, with the wind chimes, I didn't mention a minute ago, custom wind sails for the wind chimes as well. So you can order the sails with whatever inscription that you'd like to have on there. And also Amish Furniture for Generations has something important at this time of year, jams and jellies. They have fruit butters as well, and they have peanut butter. Plus they carry Amish egg noodles and salsa. So, yeah, Amish salsa. Didn't know. Lots of stuff for you that you take home with you right now. That's during the holidays. You can shop for these at Amish Furniture for Generations. They're located on East 29th Street, so stop in and see them and pick out something for the holidays from Amish Furniture for Generations.
Well, it's Monday. That means it's time for Heritage Highlights with Fran Lamb. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Here's a little bit of history with Fran Lamb.
The story of Miss Mary Guest would qualify perfectly by today's Hollywood standards as a tale of hot-blooded tragedy. According to a statement which appeared in the Houston Times in December of 1868, it appears that Miss Mary Guest had been arraigned before the District Court of Brazos County for the murder of a man named Mr. Lenore. Accompanied by no explanations of the case, this statement expected to leave a most unfavorable impression upon the minds of those who knew nothing of the facts. Miss Mary Guest earned her living as a writer, with her journalistic pieces appearing in various journals in Texas, and not only her life, but her future livelihood was at stake. The story began when Miss Guest and her young lady friend, Miss Seals, paid a visit on horseback to the family of Mr. and Mrs. Lenore. It was reported that Mr. Lenore then escorted them home. Miss Guest was in the habit of wearing a small Derringer pistol due to the fact that she often had to travel alone as she pursued her journalistic research. As the party was riding along, this pistol, for some unknown cause, exploded in the clothes of Miss Guest and so wounded one of her fingers that it had to be removed by amputation. Due to her confinement from this injury, she was visited by Mrs. Lenore, who wished her well, and invited her to visit the Lenore home again when she recovered. Indeed, when recovered, she and Miss Seals again visited the house of Mr. and Mrs. Lenore. While there, a game of cards was proposed. While Mr. Lenore was retrieving the cards from a drawer of a table,
Mr. Lenore caught a glimpse of his pistol in the drawer. He picked up the firearm and turned to Miss Mary Guest and remarked, "How does this pistol compare with yours?" She took it from his hand, and while examining it, the pistol went off, killing Mr. Lenore instantly. Although there was nothing at all in this event to indicate that the tragedy was intentional, some of the friends of the unfortunate deceased wanted to see Miss Guest prosecuted for murder. This, however, is not surprising. The death of a dear friend or kinsman at the hand of any person, although accidental, can be expected to cause some ill will towards the perpetrator of this tragedy. Judge P.W. Gray of Houston volunteered for the defense of Miss Guest, but the prosecution came to nothing, as it ought to have done. Miss Guest was a young lady of high standing and good culture, and all's well that ends well, even in 1868. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights, brought to you by the Brazos Heritage Society. To learn more about the Brazos Heritage Society, visit our website at www.brazosheritage.org.
Well, thank you, Fran Lamb, and next Monday, of course, another edition of Heritage Highlights. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It is 69 degrees right now at the studios as we warm to a high today in the mid-70s. Cool front on the way, though. That will definitely cool us off tonight and tomorrow, and especially Tuesday night. We'll tell you more about that after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan School Board returns from Thanksgiving break with a retreat. Tonight's agenda includes hiring a search firm for the district's next superintendent, and Trustees President Pat Shields expects comparisons to be made of the two finalists.
About finding out what the needs are of this district and what the scope of you as a search firm's search would be. Would it be nationwide or statewide, and, you know, things like that.
The retreat agenda also includes how trustees should evaluate the superintendent, how the district checks applicant backgrounds and other hiring practices, plus what should happen to teachers when there are lapses in student supervision. The owner of the Texas Hall of Fame has died. According to the Hall's Facebook page, owner Johnny Lyon died Sunday after a battle with cancer. Lyon had been undergoing a treatment since earlier this year. Lyon's death marks the second passing of a high-profile member of the local live music scene following the August death of Willie Bennett. Funeral arrangements for Johnny Lyon are pending. The Texas Department of Transportation still plans to seek bids next fall on changing the layout of streets in the Northgate area. Over the summer, College Station officials thought they reached the same design decision with the state, but there are problems, according to Chris Scotty of the Northgate Merchants Association. Speaking at the last city council meeting, Scotty says one of the issues involves raised curbs.
Although a bike lane and pedestrian ramps allowing for emergency access will be included, even with the retractable bollards you ask for, the raised curb permanently and irreversibly removes any option for future flexibility, such as the street being open at specific hours for deliveries. And I spoke with several council members following that meeting in June, where you directed the installation of those retractable bollards specifically to allow for this flexibility. Essentially, the raised curb invalidates the reasoning behind that direction.
The TxDOT official in charge, Bob Appleton, says their design has always included the raised curb for pedestrians at the intersection of University and College Main. Appleton says he does not recall agreeing to Scotty's schedule either, and that businesses and other stakeholders have met numerous times regarding the project design. Over the summer, Blinn College officials confirmed interest in finding more room to expand its Brazos County operation. Blinn's Brandon Webb says that process continues, but as a part of what's needed, Webb says they're figuring the most efficient way to use what's currently available.
We're very seriously considering the prospect of new campus locations. Our campus currently is constrained by access points, how we get students on and off campus. So there's no doubt that we are going to have to look at space outside where we currently are. The question is where. But we want to look at all day, every day, how are our classes being used, and are we using them in the best, most efficient way possible?
Webb says requests have already been made for space opening up on the Bryan campus next fall when the Allied Health Division moves to the A&M Health Science Center. And more than 4,300 abused children in the Brazos Valley, plus their families, have been served the last 15 years by the nonprofit Scotty's House. Since 2002, volunteers have also been working on expanding their offices. That work is finished now, and moving takes place next week. Sheriff Chris Kirk is president of the Scotty's House Board and accepted a proclamation at the last Bryan City Council meeting.
I remember when we bought the property over on 29th and Coulter. It was 1,200 square feet, and we thought, wow, we got a place to call our own. And it was wonderful, but unfortunately we outgrew it rather quickly. And it's been a long 6 years since we kicked off our capital campaign, but we are about to realize our dream, and we will have a place where truly the healing can begin.
Kirk says they're moving into a 7,000-square-foot building, nearly six times the size of the former office. Details on the open house a week from today can be found on our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:36, 69 degrees right now. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Southerly winds coming in across the eastern part of the state from the Gulf of Mexico mean lots of clouds today and perhaps a shower. Also means temperatures will be up around 75 later today. It'll turn partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 40 to 45. Tomorrow we'll have partial sunshine, noticeably cooler weather, 55 to 60. Clear and cold tomorrow night. Lows will be 30 to 35. Sunshine and pleasant during the day Wednesday. Highs Wednesday afternoon, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Heard the news? Something big's going on at WC Tractor in Bryan, Brenham, Sealy, and Navasota. Comes around this time every year. Yup, Value Bonanza. Start with 0% financing for up to 72 months. Rather have cash back? Done. It's your choice. So's the equipment. Take your pick of major New Holland hay and forage equipment and select New Holland tractors. From Boomer Compacts up to the T5000. They're all farm-raised and ready to work alongside of you. Get into WC Tractor in Bryan, Brenham, Sealy, and Navasota before November 30th and take advantage of all the savings. Value Bonanza. That's something big.
Ah, the holidays are here again. The office parties, home parties, school activities, the shopping, the baking and wrapping. Did I mention the shopping? Your to-do list suddenly got a lot bigger. This year, call Molly Maid and let the cleaning professionals take your home off the to-do list. Molly Maid provides a customized cleaning plan designed around your lifestyle. With Molly Maid, you get a clean you can trust. Call Molly Maid today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com to find out what Molly Maid can do for you.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:30. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's 8:38, actually. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. Played the forecast first.
I made a mistake. That's okay.
I was loading things up, and I hit an extra keystroke, and that's what
happens.
Sent it on its way. 41% of us sleep on our side. 41% of us. And that's the preferred position for most women. Mm-hmm. Now, one sleep expert, that would be Bill Loretti, said side sleepers really need to have the correct pillow. Turns out that sleeping on your side can cause your top shoulder to sag forward, which can result in bad posture and rounded shoulders. He says a boomerang-shaped pillow is the best choice. It supports the head and neck and keeps the torso and shoulders in line.
Mm, I've got a body pillow.
A what?
Body pillow.
A body pillow?
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Long. Very
I know,
long.
Yeah, I know. You know. Some it has to be longer than others.
Right.
Or shorter.
Yeah. Or shorter.
Yeah, that's right. Some are cheaper than others. Yeah. Oh, kid's got a body pillow.
No, yeah. I have a boomerang-shaped pillow. Thank you. That's what I use. A lot of side sleepers also have their bottom leg straight and the top leg drawn in. This position is no good. It twists your lower body and can trigger back pain. Okay, so there you are. Now, I did see, I forget, some shoppatorium. Boy, we saved this catalog. It had so much good stuff in it. I mean, just to go through and see if we can find unusual gifts. One of them was a pillow with a speaker in it.
Huh?
I mean, can you imagine?
Well, now, I have a pillow speaker. You know what that is? It's like sort of a flat, square thing that you put a little mini plug into a radio, and it's supposed to be under your pillow, or you can put it in the pillowcase.
Okay.
To where you can lie down on the pillow and actually hear radio, and you don't bother other people. But which is the same kind of thing I think you're talking about, except this is actually in the pillow itself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what do you throw the pillow up against the wall to make it stop?
Either way. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, either way. Mm-hmm. Really? Would you really want to do that?
Well,
have you used that before?
I used it a long time ago, but then it got too much of a hassle. It would move or fall off, or I'd pull the radio off of the counter, you know.
Well,
during the night.
That'll disturb
like
your
that.
Sleep.
Excuse me. You pulled the radio off.
Yeah, because, you know, I put this under the pillow, and then, you know, and I, whatever gyrations I, you know, do while asleep would cause me to pull the cord, and the cord would pull the radio off the counter. So it got to be more hassle than it was worth.
So you're a violent sleeper.
Evidently.
Well, I'm googling this. Instructables. By the way, I found a great website I'll tell you guys about off the air, but can't do it now because if you do, then people would go do that. This thing is called Instructables, though, and it teaches you how you can make your own stuff. For instance, a sound pillow. This one tells you how you can build two speakers into your pillow.
Mm.
So that you can plug in your audio device or your iPod or your computer and listen to music or watch a film without getting all tangled up in earphones. Oh, man. The world we live in.
Yeah.
The world we live in. Okay. A group of male commuters in India broke the law when they jumped into a women-only subway car. They paid for it, though. The women on the train became so angry they ganged up and started slapping the guys, knocking them to the floor, and making them drop and do push-ups. Yeah! Eventually, authorities showed up. Men were issued citations. According to law, one subway car in each train must be reserved for women. The rules went into effect after decades of sexual harassment complaints. Golly. That'd be in India. Hey, nobody bought that Darth Vader costume from Star Wars that was being auctioned off in London last week. This is an outfit complete with helmet. The whole thing. They wanted $250,000 for this, but nobody wanted to pony that kind of money up. However, a prop gun used by James Bond in the movie starring Sean Connery, it was the one that was used in the 1963 photo shoot for the movie poster from Russia with Love.
The famous one.
It's pulled in 15 times more than Christie's had anticipated. That gun sold for $439,000.
Mother
of pearl.
Golly. That's some serious bread
I'm
right
telling
there.
You.
Oh, all right. Let's see what. Willie got arrested.
Yeah, I read that. He just had a little bit, though.
Well,
but did you notice it said Willie confessed that it was his. It belonged to him. You know, you can see Willie said, yeah, that's mine. Of course it is.
Well, all right.
Willie's
look,
bragging about it.
Look.
I'm Willie Nelson. Of course that's mine.
Even if it's not, he gets great publicity.
Yeah.
And he shields somebody else from maybe getting their first offense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and he was in jail about 4 minutes, I think.
Well, right. Yeah,
and somebody gets to say, Willie Nelson took the hit for me.
Yeah, exactly.
More ways than one.
Well, there were two other. Yeah, he took a hit from me, too. Two others were arrested, however. Willie was on his way back to Austin when his bus got pulled.
He was,
over.
What, Sierra Madre or something like that? Or Sierra, something like that.
Well,
like
he's
that.
In Hudspeth County. They talked to Arvin West. Arvin's the sheriff. He's the sheriff over
he's
there.
He's pushing back his cap.
He said.
You think he got a picture taken with him?
He
you know?
Said.
He got the mirrored sunglasses on.
He said he could get 180 days in county jail, which if
yeah,
he does,
right.
I'm going to make him cook and clean. He can wear the stripy uniforms just like the other ones do.
That's right.
Okay. Arvin, take it easy, buddy.
We got laws in this here, Kim.
Take it easy, all right? Obviously not the first illegal substances found in Willie's tour bus in 06, 1.5 pounds of marijuana and 3 ounces of hallucinogenic mushrooms found inside.
Were they on a rail car?
No.
Yeah, Willie.
Yeah. I just, look. He's making music. Is that what it takes for him to make music? I mean, I don't know. I have no idea.
Hey, Here's Scott pushing the marijuana
again. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's Marijuana Monday. Here
time for another one of these reasons why we like guys who try to do it themselves. In Germany, a do-it-yourself enthusiast walled himself into his own cellar, but managed to drill his way out through a neighbor's wall.
Really?
64 years old and retired, went into the cellar with bricks and mortar, as well as food and drink, and ended up being trapped there all weekend. According to the BBC, a police statement doesn't explain why he wanted to block up the entrance, but that he was on the wrong side of the wall when he finished his work. Now, I don't know who he is, but, sir, you kind of want to be on that other side of the wall. And when did it dawn on him? I guess when he put the last brick in. Anyhow, after spending the weekend entombed, if you will, sounds to me like he might have done it on purpose if he had enough food and drink down there with
Show
him.
Show off.
Yeah. Here we go. The neighbor with whom the man had been already quarreling with called the police when they heard the loud drilling. That he was Mr. Home Improvement trying to get out. So what, he walled himself in and then said, as a, quote, escape route, I'm going to drill through this wall right here, my neighbor that I've been having a little problem with. He's now facing charges, and he'll get a bill. All right, I know you guys probably already knew this, but for you listeners who didn't, a produce company in Japan is playing Mozart to make bananas taste sweeter.
Always works for me.
I mean, did you hear what I just said there?
No, I played Charlie Daniels.
Okay. Gonna play Mozart to make nanners sweeter.
Uh-huh.
The Japan News says the Toyoka Chew Brown Fruit Company.
I've owned one of those for years.
Yeah, Toyoka.
Yeah, that's right.
You got a pretty new one, don't you?
Yeah, I do. It drives real nice.
Does it now? Nice. Anyway, the Toyoka company said, as a matter of fact, that they have a special banana ripening chamber where they bring in the imported bananas. The fruit isn't ready to hit store shelves until it's been exposed to Mozart's String Quartet 17. Chase, could I trouble you to see if you can find Mozart's String Quartet 17?
Let me see what I can do.
That way we can see if we can go ahead and just let people put their bananas in front of the radio.
You may have stumped me, but I'll see.
All right, see what we can do.
Ah, the holidays are here again. The office parties, home parties, school activities, the shopping, the baking and wrapping. Did I mention the shopping? Your to-do list suddenly got a lot bigger. This year, call Molly Maid and let the cleaning professionals take your home off the to-do list. Molly Maid provides a customized cleaning plan designed around your lifestyle. With Molly Maid, you get a clean you can trust. Call Molly Maid today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com to find out what Molly Maid can do for you.
For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on your Kubota tractor and farm equipment needs, thank Normandy Tractor. Normandy Tractor has Kubota riding lawnmowers, gas and diesel zero turn, and tractors ranging from 18 to 135 horsepower. Save on our Kubota L2800F 30 horsepower tractor with a 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,495 after a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $149 per month. How about the L2800DT package deal? 30 horsepower Kubota 4-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and a 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 after the cash rebate or payments of only $210 per month. Build your own package deal with zero money down, 0% APR financing for 60 months. Trade-ins welcome and free delivery. Normandy Tractor voted best lawn and farm retailer in the Best of the Brazos survey for 9 straight years. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas.
Hey, Brian, College Station. Keith here from Papa John's. Don't forget, today is Monday. Large one-topping pizzas, your choice, carry-out only, just $5.99. That's right, large Papa John's delicious world-famous pizzas, just $5.99. Call us today.
There you go, it's $8.49. Did you do it? Find it?
Yep.
Yeah, it's apparently pretty well-known out there. Okay, so here we go. If you have some bananas that you don't think are ripe enough, and I have some in my house, but I think mine that I have right now are ripe, but I'm sure, like many people, they buy bananas that aren't quite ripe enough.
It's the banana ripening song.
That's it. Put that in front of your radio.
Or put your bananas in front of the radio.
Yeah, that too.
If you'd like a little background on it, it's nicknamed The Hunt. It's the fourth of the quartets dedicated to Haydn.
Ah.
It was completed in 1784, and it is in four movements.
This is B-flat, right? B-flat major?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
I think it's Ursa Minor, right?
Yeah. As Hello?
You know, I listen to Willie Nelson, and it makes me munchies. Obviously, you're a banana in sight.
It makes you want to pull over and get a Twinkie, right?
Neither Mozart nor Artaria called this piece The Hunt. For Mozart's contemporaries, the first movement of K-458 evidently evoked the chaise topic.
Ah.
The main components of which were 6-8 tempo, sometimes featuring a strong upbeat, and right. triadic melodies. I told you,
See,
Tom.
See, yeah, you were right. You
based
were right.
largely around tonic and dominant chords, doubtless stemming from the physical limitations of the actual hunting horns to notes of the harmonic series.
Yeah. Let me guess, you read all that, didn't you?
Well, no, I've got it memorized.
Yeah.
Once again, as far as you know.
There you go. Thank you. A Swedish man was disappointed.
It's not even Tuesday.
Hi. I feel like toe dancing.
A Swedish man was disappointed with his experiment to broadcast music from his stomach because of the poor sound quality. Well, wait.
Wait, didn't like the gurgle?
The phones are going crazy. Yes, uh-huh. Hello.
I can't believe you guys. My bananas are perfectly fine, and now they've gone too far.
See, that's it. Your bananas are turning brown right in front of the radio.
I bet you're not hanging them up.
Hello.
Yeah, bye. There we go.
Golly, and you know,
we ruined
it's not even Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, this isn't workout music anyway. So.
Mm-hmm. It depends on you work out your mind.
As one guy said, you know, you could put that out here and the people would get sweeter from listening to it. Hello?
Pardon me. Do you have any great poupon?
I got it in my tool chest right back here. Yes, right there. All right. Thank you very much. Swedish man disappointed with his experiment to broadcast music from his stomach because of the poor sound quality. He said the sound was very bad, according to 45-year-old Frederick Brown, who broadcast the audio from his stomach for several hours via a mini audio system. I just wanted to show that it would work, he said. He owns an audio equipment store in Stockholm. Hopes to sell his invention for about $17,000. This is a plastic capsule containing the device that is about an inch and a half long and about a half inch in diameter, and it includes a miniature battery-powered audio device. The music could be heard if you used a stethoscope connected to an amplifier, but after 3 hours, the muted strains of Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive and the Village People's YMCA faded out and could no longer be heard. Just saying, there are people out there who've got an idea for almost anything. So, fortunately, we didn't have the YMCA nearby, because after all, Mozart is probably a good musical note to end on.
Higgins?
Hey, Mr. Siebert.
I thought you called in sick today. What are you doing here?
You better stay back.
You better get back to work.
I'm trying.
You'll never know who you'll see at Toyotathon, our biggest event of the year. After all, with over 30 years of amazing deals and a huge selection of quality Toyotas, everyone's going to the event that happens only once a year. But Toyotathon won't last long, and neither will the amazing deals. Now get $3,000 cash back on all 2011 Tundras, or choose 0 APR for 60 months on your Tundra and save over $6,100 in finance charges. Hurry to your Toyota dealer today. Cash back through TMS and GST. Financing with approved credit through TFS. Savings based on weekly national auto rates for 60-month term on bankrate.com of 6.43% versus 0% with 35,800 financed. Typical amount for new 2011 Tundra Crew Max. See dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 1-3-2011.
If you're dreaming of a white Christmas, there's only one place around here you're likely to see one. On stage at the Theater Company, December 3rd through 19th. It's the timeless Irving Berlin musical, White Christmas, with songs like Happy Holidays, Blue Skies, Sisters, and White Christmas, directed by Randy Wilson and starring Matt Krieger, Evan Nault, Melissa Hernes, and Stephanie Hancock. Brought to you by the John and Gigi Green family, Dr. Bill Birdwell, DDS, and Dr. Stephen Wright, DDS. Tickets and showtimes available at the Arts Council of Brazos Valley or online at theatercompany.com.
Hi, I'm
I'm Donna, owner of the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Christmas will be here soon, and we would love to invite you to our store to see all of our beautiful jewelry. With over 6,000 new items from fun fashion jewelry to 4-carat diamonds, we are sure to have just what you're looking for. You don't have to wait for a sale. Our prices are the lowest every day. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is where your dreams come true within your budget. Diamond earrings are a favorite all year long, from diamond studs to diamond hoops, and they are our number one seller for Christmas. We have the best selection, and we guarantee the best prices in town. Remember, we pay top prices for diamonds, gold, silver, platinum, silver flatware, coins, and fine watches. Please come to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange for a great jewelry buying experience at 313 College Avenue in College Station, or give us a call at 846-2400.
He is, without a doubt, one of the greatest, most inspirational tenors of our time.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
Santa's sleigh arrives early this season with a gift from the Emerald Isle. Kick off your family's holiday with an Irish Christmas concert starring the inspirational Irish tenor Ronan Tynan.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
MSC Opus presents an Irish Christmas with Ronan Tynan, one night only, Tuesday, November 30th in Rudder Auditorium. For your family's tickets, call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org. An Irish Christmas with Ronan Tynan, Tuesday, November 30th. Call 845-1234 now.
3 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW.
That old boy can sing a song, by the way.
Yeah, he can. Yeah, all right, can. No winner in Saturday's drawing for the Powerball. That means Wednesday night, $95 million. 49.8 is the cash value.
Wednesday night?
Wednesday night.
Because I'd have to come to work Tuesday and Wednesday, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
God, change, two more days?
Change your Christmas. Yeah, that'll change your Christmas.
Yeah.
$49.8 million is the cash value on that.
Yeah,
deal,
so probably have to buy a ticket to have a chance to win, right? Yeah, or at least it'd better my chances.
Now, here you go.
Not by much.
Here's this guy. The guy's name is Scott Lechner. Scott Lechner. He sells Christmas trees.
Oh, yeah, used to punt for A&M. Yeah. I remember that. This is great.
He sells Christmas trees from the Blue Mountains of North Carolina in his store in Manhattan, New York, between $400 and $900. Here's how he sells it. A regular tree is beautiful, but one of our jumbos is majestic. It's just not a tree, it's an experience.
Did you say Jimbo's?
Jimbo? A Jimbo tree?
Oh, Jimbo.
Anyway.
Remember, son, you don't sell the tree, you sell the holiday spirit.
That's right. He sold 40 of them over the weekend, apparently, at between $400 and $900.
Well, 40 suckers in Manhattan, that seems kind of low,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, well, he's just started, though.
That's true.
Just started. We'll see.
Let word spread.
See how that works out for him. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
Yeah, Tom likes it.
Yeah.
Thomas Edison demonstrated his phonograph for the first time in 1877. In 1972, I'm just saying, Pong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yep.
72?
1972.
Come on, give him his due. Let's go. Moving along.
Okay, 1975, the name Microsoft was first used in a letter, Bill Gates to Paul Allen. Natalie Wood drowned in 1981, and Godzilla received a star on the Walk of the Hall of Fame in 2004. Another guy who has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame passed away.
That's a hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
Now stop calling me Shirley.
Leslie Nielsen.
A parachute not opening, that's the way to die. Yeah. Getting caught in the gears of a combine. Having your nuts spit off.
Running
around with some 20-year-olds who just want to have a good time and cheap sex. Girls who can't say no. Girls who can't get enough. More.
Enough, yes.
Today I was just watching Naked Gun 2.5 just this weekend.
Today he's known for Airplane and Naked Gun and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But in fact, he was pretty popular back in...
What was the TV show he did? He played
Police
the detective?
Squad.
Yeah.
Police Squad.
That was Frank Drebin.
That's right.
But he was in Forbidden Planet. Mm-hmm. He signed an MGM with MGM Studios and went on to have a very distinguished movie career. What you might not know, He's also on the Canadian Walk of Fame. How long could that be?
Him and Ann Murray.
Yeah. He served in the and Gordon Lightfoot. Yeah. He served in the Royal Canadian Air Force. His father was a member of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. And